What's going on, guys? It's JJP back in the studio.
Yeah, back in the studio, guys. JJP is back, baby.
Former DMACC alumni.
Former DMACC alum, my good friend, and honestly a friend of everybody's here at DMACC. JJP, welcome back to the show, man. We are extremely, extremely blessed to have you on today. And
I'm here with, you got to say your name.
Yo, it's Darren in the studio.
Brandon.
And you know, it's your boy Ben here.
Bono, it's Ben here.
And so Jaden, real quick, so why are you back here at DMACC?
Give people the rundown of why I got invited to Darren's little like visit that he had here with Terry.
Yep.
Terry's blowing up his phone right now, but we don't worry about that. He had his little visit for the fashion. How did it go?
How do you think it went?
It was all right.
It was all right.
Terry really likes me.
Yeah, he does.
You'd be blowing up your phone too much, man.
It's like one of those like bad exes.
I know. Nothing better to do than to say, "Darren, we want you. We want you." But yeah, Darren's. Oh my god, what is that thing on your hand, bro? So Darren, what built? So did they take you around all the buildings, or like what?
They just took me to the building. 8 was really the only important building.
He took them to like 6, and then we walked to the fashion, and then we came here.
Nice.
And he walked out.
So Darren, what rooms did you take away the most from seeing, or which one did you enjoy seeing the most in your visit? Like building 6, you may have a couple rooms. Building 7, building 8.
Building 6 was my favorite building. What was amazing to me was seeing all the old designs around in there and seeing that the newspaper is everywhere around the school.
Yeah, shout out Campus Chronicle, man. You guys both went to Hoover. You guys, obviously, Jaden was 4 years older than you. Did you used to hang out with his family at all? Or kind of give us that rundown of how you guys... When was the first time you guys met? I want to hear that story.
It was freshman year. It was my freshman year during football, and I thought he was Prince, so I never talked to him.
You thought he was Prince, like the singer Prince?
No, a different person.
Oh.
There was another player on the team.
So, Jaden, what did you think of him the first time you saw him?
I low-key didn't even, like, know who he was, for real. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Yeah, so Darren is a huge Chicago Bears fan, and I am so glad that he is. So, Darren, what are you looking forward to the most about this year's Chicago Bears season?
Seeing Caleb Williams.
Yes, I am too. Seeing that next, I think.
Seeing Luther Burden.
Yeah, seeing Luther Burden, seeing Colston, seeing, you know, Kyle Monongai, seeing Swift. And I think seeing year two of Ben Johnson, the offensive mastermind that he is, I'm extremely excited. And you put a linebacker on Colston Love and he's too big. You put a linebacker on him, he's too big. You put a corner on him, he's too fast. And yeah, I'm looking. It's going to be a great year, man. Hopefully that we can go 1-0 against the Panthers. What do you want to see in that game? Like, what do you want to see from the Bears in that game?
I want to see a solid defensive line, especially with the Dexter trade. He was probably our best nose on the team currently, and without us starting Austin Booker, I don't think our defense is going to do anything. So I want to see a good defensive performance out of Chicago.
I want to ask you this question because I think it's valid. Do you think Ryan Poles has done a good job as a GM with the Bears?
I think he's done amazing. I mean, without him, we wouldn't have had DJ Moore. We wouldn't have had Caleb Williams.
But also, though, he did keep Matt Eberflus around for another year when that never should have happened.
If we didn't fire Eberflus, we wouldn't have had Ben Johnson. If we waited a year early, he would have stayed in Detroit.
But if we didn't have Matt Eberflus against the Packers and the Lions, we would have won that game. And the Commanders, too, we would have won that game. So I've criticized Poles a lot. I think that do you think him not getting Max Crosby, you still like that? You still think he's a good GM without him getting Max Crosby or Myles Garrett? Or
I'm still disappointed we didn't get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, but I think there's going to be a trade coming up, especially with the contracts that they just fixed. But he has good confidence in this defense, so I'll believe in it.
Yeah, and I think, obviously, with the linebackers, you know, TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds isn't there, but I think, who was the guy that they got in the draft this year from Arizona State? What was his name? The linebacker that they got. Why am I blanking on his name here? Hopefully he turns out to be really good.
You're a Chicago fan too, right?
Yep.
How do you feel the season's gonna go?
Yeah, Brandon, what do you think here? How do you think the Bears are gonna do?
Can't speak on it.
You can't?
No. I mean, yeah, no comment.
No comment.
You think they're gonna win the division?
I think the Lions are going to win. I think Bears will be two. I think Packers will be. Or I think. Packers
I don't think the Vikings have a chance,
bro. JJ McCarthy is bad. Like,
they got Kyler Murray.
If you can't even beat out Kyler Murray, then you have a serious problem.
Vikings are underdogs this year. I can see the Vikings.
Who's the guy? I forget his name.
Who?
The linebacker from Arizona State. We drafted this year. What is his name?
They should have got Jacob Rodriguez.
They should have, dude. Remember on the podcast last year? I said we should have.
He's going to be like the most underrated pick.
Oh, 100%. The Dolphins got a steal with him. I agree with that 100%. The Dolphins got a good pick with him.
Keyshawn Elliott.
Yes, Keyshawn Elliott. Yep, that is his name. Keyshawn Elliott. I knew it started with a K. I couldn't remember what it was. Yes, Keyshawn Elliott. Hopefully that he turns out to be a good pick. I think he was a fourth round pick by the Bears this year. Fifth round pick. Hopefully that he turns out to be good. And Jalen Johnson's back. Hopefully that he stays healthy this year.
Yes, sir.
We lost Brisker, obviously. We lost Kevin Byard. I think we lost TJ Gardner-Johnson, too. I didn't like how TJ Gardner-Johnson, he was a solid player. He wasn't great, but we needed him to.
The leadership the defense needed.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed, especially with him knowing Dennis Allen and his system. I'm disappointed that he left, but. We got Dylan Dineman. Awesome pick. When Poles made that pick, I was so happy because I was screaming on my TV. I was like, all right, Dineman's there. And they took him. And I'm happy that they did because I think Dylan Dineman's going to be a really good player for the Bears. And
I think Malik Muhammad could have a good year.
Yes. I think he's going to be really good too. I think the offensive line, you know, we just extended Darnell Wright. We got Jonah Jackson. We got Bradbury from the Patriots. I think that was a good signing. I don't think he's Drew Dahlman, but I think he's a solid center that can come in there and replace him. And running game, Swift, Manungai. I mean, the good receivers. The one thing I want to see with Romo Odunze this year, eliminate the drops. Right, he had a lot of drops last year. I want to see those. I want to see him improve on those. Luther Burden was a great pick. Colson Lovone was a great pick, man. And I
would like to see what we do with Sam Rush.
Yes. Yes.
Terrible pick.
It was a terrible pick, dude. Like, we should have not taken him. But.
What wide receiver did they get? That one from Xavion Thomas?
Oh, yeah. I've heard, dude, he could be the next Devin Hester.
He went crazy in the preseason.
I know.
He's related to Walter Payton.
Yeah. I saw that. How is he related? Isn't he like his fifth?
His granddad.
That's his grandfather?
No, he's related to him through his granddad.
Oh. Yeah, that's cool. If you're related to Walter Payton, man, that's pretty awesome, man. So, Darren, we were talking about this. Who are some of your favorite Bears of all time since your time of watching the Chicago Bears?
Well, my favorite running back of all time is Jordan Howard.
Indiana University.
Great running back. I wish we had him longer. Very underrated, but Zach Miller, one of the best tight ends I've watched in
Nebraska,
the game of football.
Omaha.
He wasn't like a big name, but he did the game correctly. And someone else that I think is a really good player.
Mitch
Trubisky was a great quarterback. I just wouldn't put him in my favorite of all time. Matt Forte was the first.
Yep.
He was the first running back I've watched. Great running back. But I think the best Bears player I've seen was Khalil Mack.
For sure. Mine too. I mean, that guy was. I remember when we traded for him. So the first year that I actually started watching the Bears football was 2018. And that's the year that we got Khalil Mack, right? And. Just to see, you know, especially with the good defensive coordinator like Vic Fangio, that 2018 Bears defense was so good, man. I mean, Roquan Smith, Khalil Mack, Eddie Jackson, Bio Nichols, Kyle Fuller. Who else was on that? Roquan was a rookie, like I just said. Eddie Goldman.
Bojack.
Bojack was on that team. Kyle Fuller, like I just mentioned. Man, who am I missing? There's Roy Robertson Harris was on that team.
McPhee.
Who?
He was one of the noses.
Okay. Danny Trevathan was on that team. An underrated linebacker, in my opinion. So I firmly believe if Cody Parkey didn't miss that field goal, we would have gone to the Super Bowl that year. I think
totally
we had
agree.
A good chance.
But if we don't get that double doink, I think we keep Mitch today. I think Mitch is franchise quarterback.
Explain on that.
Because the defense would have easily taken him to the Super Bowl.
100%.
And the Super Bowl that year was – Horrible.
Yeah, that year Super Bowl. Wasn't that the Patriots? Yeah, that was Patriots-Rams. Yeah.
Yes. And I think we would have won that Super Bowl. And the GM,
Ryan Pace.
Yes, Ryan Pace. He would have kept Mitch. He believed in Mitch anyway.
Why do you think the Bears ultimately got rid of Mitch?
Because there wasn't a lot of playoff success. He was a good regular season quarterback. And because they got rid of Ryan Pace.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Nagy, too, kind of, you know, bringing Nagy in there, you know, obviously a great offensive coordinator with the Chiefs that he was. And, but, yeah, it was – I really did think Mitch Trubisky was going to lead us to Super Bowls, and that just unfortunately didn't happen that way because he could have been such a good quarterback. I mean, he was when his time in Chicago, but he just could have been so much better, man. And that
Week 2 against the Buccaneers, greatest quarterback performance I've ever seen out of a quarterback.
How many yards did he –
He was in the 500, and he had four touchdowns.
That's insane. He was cooking up that Bucs defense. But no, So I want to get your thoughts on this. What are your thoughts on Ben Johnson?
I think Ben Johnson, best coach I've seen
100%. In a while. I mean, the guy is a man. The city of Chicago has been waiting. He's taking his shirt off. I'm gonna give the city of Chicago the stuff I've been wanting. He just like I love that guy. Like. Good, better, best. Never. I just love that so much, man. And remember after the Packers, we beat him, what he said? Man, F those guys, man. Man, I love. And you know what's even crazier, too? He's had Cup season tickets for, like 10 years, I think, his family has. So, he was meant to be the coach of the Chicago Bears, right? And he's just.
Yeah,
he's a psycho, but it's a good, you know, you want a guy like that. And he's just such a great coach.
And he's a Chicago native.
Oh, 100% too. I don't think he went to high school in, I think, South Carolina, I think. But I think he has family here in Chicago. But, man, I love the guy, man. The guy was an genius with the Lions. The only thing I don't like about him is how he kind of goes for it way too much on fourth down.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, like, just take the points, right? Like,
we could have won a ton of games.
We should have beaten the Rams if he would have taken the field goal. I mean, that touchdown should have been a walk-off game winner.
I think we could have made the Super Bowl.
I agree. I agree. I think we could have won. But I was screaming on TV. I was like, Ben Johnson, he would have taken the points. We would have won that game. Like, that throw, Caleb Williams' throw to Cole Kmet is the greatest, one of the greatest throws I think I've ever seen a quarterback
make. Totally agree.
Like, that throw in that weather, in that situation, you couldn't have asked for a better throw, man. I mean, he was, like, going this way, and he was such a great throw. But that could have been a walk-off, man. We should have beaten the Rams. I mean, if Ben Johnson doesn't take – if he doesn't go for it and takes the points, we could have won that game. But otherwise, I love the guy, and great coach. And I'm glad that he's the Bears coach because I think he has a chance to be better than Mike Ditka. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think that. I think he has a chance
right to be. Now, I think he's in the Lovey Smith – this coring gear right now for coaching, but yeah, I could see him being the greatest coach of all time.
Like in NFL history?
Yes, in NFL history.
You think he'll be better than Sean McVay?
Sean McVay, he only has one Super Bowl.
He's about to have two, though.
I don't know.
What happened last night, why is we need to talk about this, first of all. Why was Myles Garrett not playing every single play?
I think they were talking about like he had an underlying injury or something.
Then why was he playing in the
But like
place?
also like, it gets different when you go overseas.
Explain
you know?
On that.
Because, like, when you go overseas, your body, like, you know what I'm saying? When you go on a plane and you're like, jet lag and everything, you know?
I don't. Can you explain more on that?
I can't really explain, no.
Do you
like,
think
you're jet lagged, your body gets, like, different. You don't get enough sleep. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting. That's an interesting
thing. And it's different because, like, right now, it'd be a different time over there. So you have to get used to that, and they're not used to that because they just went there.
Yeah, yeah. You think Ben Johnson is a better – you think he's going to be better than Shanahan?
Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah. I mean, if he went to the Super Bowl, there's conversations.
I can definitely
– Kyle Shanahan has been to – how many has he been to? Two Super Bowls? Hasn't won one? I mean, there could be a conversation. If Ben Johnson wins the Super Bowl, he could be better than Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I'd put him over Kyle Shanahan.
Right now?
Yeah, right now I would. Better offensive mind.
All right, who are your top five coaches in the NFL right now?
Belichick is all time?
No, like right now, currently.
Oh, currently. Dan Campbell, he's up there. I got to put him up there.
Andy Reid?
He's a pretty good coach. I think he's washed, though. he's kind of washed. I mean, the Chiefs haven't looked good the last couple.
But a lot of that is on Mahomes, though, too. No.
Yeah, that's very true. I think Ben Johnson's up there, obviously. Kevin O'Connell is up there. Amazing quarterback coach. Amazing quarterback.
But he paid for – he was Tom Brady's backup for a couple years on the Patriots.
Dan Quinn is a good coach, but I don't he's on, like, the borderline of being top 10, in my opinion, right now.
So I'll go McVay, Shanahan, Ben Johnson, Andy Reid, and – ooh, there's a lot of options here. I could go Sirianni. I don't like Sirianni as a coach. I'll go Dan Campbell. I just think what he's done with that team, and especially Ben Johnson coming from his system. I told people this. I don't hate the Lions at all. I don't hate the Vikings, but I do hate the Packers, man. And you know what, Darren? It felt so good when we beat that team last year, man. Especially because we were down. What were we down? 21-3. We came back and we won. Yeah. Such a good feeling, because then the Packers fans can stop talking to us about how we own you, and we own them now, right? So, and Ben Johnson's shake after the game, he just went like this, and then he moved on. Yes, sir. And Packers fans want him to apologize, like, but yet when Aaron Rodgers does this, it's okay for him to do that, but yet when Ben Johnson does that, you want him to apologize? Ben Johnson's not apologizing, all right? He hates the Packers, and rightfully so. He should hate them. Remember a couple years ago when Matt Eberflus was sitting courtside with Matt LaFleur at like a Bucks game or something?
Oh, yeah, it was the Bulls-Bucks game.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is a rivalry. Why are you sitting with the enemy? Like, but Ben Johnson, you don't see that. He hates the Packers, and he should, because this is a real rivalry now, and the Packers do not own us anymore. Ben Johnson is here, and he's not apologizing. He is not apologizing. What he meant every word of it, and I'm just so glad that he's our coach, and that Caleb's our quarterback, and that I'm just so glad that we have a coach that actually cares. You know, it just seems like when Eberflus was there, he didn't care, right? It's almost like he was trying to lose those games on purpose against the Lions and the Packers and the Commanders. But I love Ben Johnson to death, man, and I'll do anything for that guy, man. That guy is a great, great coach, and so JJP.
Yo.
You are going to Yankee Stadium today with Davin. Shout out Davin, by the way.
Do you know who they play yet? I didn't look it up.
I can look at their. I'll look it up real quick. So I just kind of wanted to ask you. So you took pictures here at DMAC, right? How has Davin helped you get into photography? You know, obviously this summer you went into state softball, you did games there. How has Davin helped you, and what has he taught you about videography and photography?
He hasn't taught me anything about videography.
Or that's photography, like, what has he taught? What have you learned most from him?
Low-key, like, just to make connections and, like, just talk to people, you know?
Yeah.
And he's helped me a lot, like, where to be at and, like, how to edit and everything. Like, he's just taught me, like, all around, and he's just, like, a really good guy to just go to.
Yeah.
Just to, like, bond with, or, like, if you have any problems or issues, you know?
He's like your brother, you know? Even though you
just
have...
like another brother.
Shout out Cody, by the way. Shout out Cody. So you got to meet his family this year. What was that like?
They're pretty cool. Yeah. I like his brother, Aston. Aston's the GOAT. And then his mom's pretty nice. Pretty nice. And then his dad usually is, like... always at work until like 10 p.m.
What does he do?
11 p.m.
You know?
No idea.
You know? Did you meet his sister at all? Or?
Yeah.
I've seen her a couple times. Talked to her for a little bit. Very nice and all that stuff. And did you look up who they play?
Yeah, they play Lincoln.
Do you know Mo Darbo from Lincoln?
No.
Okay. Do you know him? You know him?
Sorry.
Yeah. I hope that he does. Shout out him, by the way. Hopefully he has a great game. And. What do you think the score is going to be, JJB? Let's get your thoughts on that.
Yankees and Antonio by like 30.
The Yankees and Antonio's a bad team, but yeah.
I have them by 60.
So, do you know who your Valley Tigers play tonight?
You said Urban New?
Oh, yeah, Urban New.
Urban New.
Are you
going
to go to the game? Or?
Huh?
Are you going to go to the game? Or?
I'll think about it.
Think about it. If your sister wants to go, you know, you go.
Yeah, I might.
Does Joaquin Northwest play tonight?
Yes, we play against City High.
You going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. My brother's on the team, man. Facts. Yeah, I'm going, man. Going to every single home game and every single away game too. I'm one of them. I'm one of those fans, man. Yeah, you know I'm going to be there. JJP, we got to get you out to Northwest game this year, man. Thanks. You would love it, man. It's
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's just yeah. So speaking of the summer, JJP, you did state softball. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of doing state softball, and who were some of the best athletes that you covered, and what did you enjoy most about doing state softball?
I enjoyed most like the people that I got to know, like Caleb. That was my first time meeting Caleb.
OTR Studios.
And just like the whole experience in
Tyler
general.
Tyler Myers, yeah. Photography.
Just the whole experience in general was really fun. And like all the games I got to go to and like be a part of. And like I got to work for Bound for the first time.
But yeah, tell us cool. about that. What was it like working for Bound Iowa?
I mean, like they're pretty cool. And it's just like if you were the only person there, it'd kind of be stressful. But like since there's four different people, it's kind of like relaxing. Like, you know, you don't have to get to every game. You don't got to go everywhere. So it was pretty cool. Pretty fun experience.
So what experiences did you take away from Bound Iowa? And going back on my other question, what kind of are you trying to work on Bound full time or just getting there part time? Or is that a
career? It'd probably be like it'd be a cool career to have, but I think like just part time for now, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, They'd be cool to work with, but like they only do like Iowa stuff, like Bound Iowa, and I want to get like across like the country, you know?
Yeah. Like cross country photographer.
What else did you say?
Real quick prediction on the Cy-Hawk game.
It's gonna be a close game. It's always a close game. They always make it a close game when it really shouldn't be. I feel like it's gonna be 21-24 clones.
Bro, you're an Iowa fan. What are you doing? 21-24 clones. You're an Iowa fan, dude. I've seen pictures of you wearing Caleb Carp jerseys, man. Come on.
I have to wear Iowa there because I want to get jumped if I wear like Cyclone stuff.
Where are you sitting at?
I have no idea.
You're not gonna get jumped, dude.
I'm gonna get jumped.
No, you're not.
Get jumped.
Wait. You said dude, if you wear
if I wear clone stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, you will.
Yeah,
but
it's gonna
be
bad.
Like. Davin's
I'm wearing like a Cooper. I'm wearing a Cooper DeJean jersey. I think
you are.
Yeah, it depends. I don't know.
Wait,
I haven't decided.
So you're wearing a Cooper DeJean jersey, but you cheered for Iowa State. Mm. How does that work? Mm-hmm. Like, why?
Because it'd be bad if I wore Cyclone stuff. It's just not a good.
Explain
look.
On that.
Because literally everyone would have something to say.
What do you mean?
It's
by
like
that?
if it was home field and I was in Ames, I'd wear the Cyclone stuff. But like when you go to Iowa City, you can't wear Cyclone stuff.
That's
and like fact. And like my whole family's gonna be there. They're like, you can't sit by us if you wear.
Who
Cyclone
are they cheering
stuff.
For? Iowa.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, let's go. But like
I have to break
like,
the mold.
But Davin, he goes to Iowa State and he's cheering for Iowa.
I gotta
he's
break the mold.
Dude, just do what Davin does, man. Just do what he does. You know. Do you have any predictions for the Cy-Hawk game, Brandon? Just give us a team. Who do you think is gonna win? And
dude, I don't know.
You're not gonna watch it at all, or
probably not. Probably depending on what I'm doing.
Just give us a score. Who do you think is gonna win?
No idea.
Just give us like no idea. Iowa. Okay, Darren. Who do you think is gonna win?
Oh, I think ISU.
Take us away. Yep.
Come on, man.
Score. ISU with another game-winning field goal.
Kyle Conrad.
It's not gonna come out. It better not come out of that. If it does, we're screwed, Iowa.
I see it being 17-14. It's gonna be a low-scoring game.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
That's what it always is.
I know. Except the first year when Campbell came in to Kinnick, it was blowout. I think it's going to be a blowout. I really do.
What do you think the score is going to be?
44-3, Iowa.
Holy cow.
I really do.
I don't think they'll go out like that.
Yes, I think it's going to be a blowout. I think Iowa is the far better team in this matchup. I think if Iowa lets Jalen Rayner sit in the pocket, it's going to be we're screwed. I mean, I'm dead serious on that. Like, if he sits in the pocket for 30 minutes, like Brock Purdy did with the Bears last year against the Niners. Remember that game?
Yeah. Sure.
He had like every minute to throw. If that's what it is, man, we're screwed. But if Iowa defense can put pressure on him and get to him and sack him, Iowa will win this game. And Iowa just has better playmakers all around. They have more talent. They have better coaches, better coaching staff. And this quarterback situation, man, they need to get this figured out.
They're not going to have it figured out for like a month. They're just going to keep playing both of them.
I've said this before. If we go into the Michigan game, we'll talk about Michigan later. What just an embarrassing win that they had, by the way. If we go into the Michigan game with two quarterbacks, I don't feel good about this at all, right? I just don't. Kamari Moulton. Shout out Kamari Moulton. His performance last week, man. I get it was in Illinois. I get that. But what he did was – was just really amazing at what he did. I think he had like 140 yards rushing and two touchdowns on like, it was on like 10 carries or something. It was insane. I think it's going to be a blowout. I really do. I think Iowa is just more talented. They're gonna get to Jalen Reagor. They're going to create turnovers. They're going to create pressure. And Iowa's going to score whatever opportunity they have. And sticking to it. And I'm actually going to be at the game. So you know what's crazy, JJP? So my grandparents are going to the game. My mom and my dad and my brother are all going to the game. But we're all spreading out in different places. So you know what the three levels are?
Yeah.
So we're at the very first one. Me and my dad and my brother are going to sit down there. And my mom's sitting up top. And my grandparents are sitting at the 50-yard line. So we're all there, but we're all spread it around. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We're all spread around at different places. It's kind of like a find my family stuff at the stadium. Find the Hever family if you can, you know? But
all the people I know at Iowa State are either going to the game or tailgating in Iowa City.
And they're crazy. Not going?
Like, all of them, yeah.
Yeah. So you said you had a class with Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I've never, like, gotten close to him. But, like... Everyone acts like he's just like,
oh my god, this, he just won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, like. This top tier. Like I get it, like he's QB1 for the team, but it's like that's gonna be like you're gonna have colleagues like that one day, or like you're gonna have people on your team like that one day.
Yeah.
Like that you have to like talk to regularly and not be a fan.
Yeah.
So like my teacher told us like we can't be fans, we gotta act like that's our colleague. Like we're in class with him, like that's your classmate.
You can't act like
there, because like there's multiple athletes in that class. Like there's a someone on the swimming team, there's someone on the track team, and it's just like you can't act like a fan anymore. Like you have to take into real, because like especially in sports media, like in that major, like one day if you make it big, you can't. Like my teacher was part of, he went to Iowa, so he was part of like this big. He's part of like the Grammy Award like thing. Like he picks like Grammys, so it's like
wait.
When you get, I don't
he
know
what he like.
He's part of like the Grammy something, like
actually?
Nomination
That's
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. So when you make it big,
hey, tell him to pick Colton Domingo for the Grammys. If that guy who played Michael Jackson's dad in the movie does not win a Grammy, I swear I'm never watching that again, dude. Go on what you were saying.
It's like you can't act like a fan anymore. You can't act like they're just this big person.
Yeah.
You gotta come up and like mature yourself.
I agree with that.
Not walk up to him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. It's like, you know, those guys...
like, they're still human at the end of the day. Like, they're still one of us.
Except they play their sport and, you know, all that stuff, but...
The only exception is, like, LeBron. Like, that's the only...
So, Jaden, you went to the Iowa-Iowa State volleyball game.
Yeah.
Give us your thoughts on that.
I mean, did you see that girl that broke her ankle or whatever?
No, but you and Devin were texting me.
Yeah, it was
about
crazy. So
do you think Iowa State would have won if that's the girl
I mean,
hurt?
They would have had a chance, but they just haven't been playing good recently.
Iowa
so
State?
It's just like, yeah, they haven't... They lost to, like... I don't know who they lost to, but someone they shouldn't have lost to, and then they beat you and I. But
okay,
it's like they haven't been playing like themselves, because like they have a pretty decent team. Like they were ranked in the top 25 at the start of the season, and it's just like they're not playing as a team. They don't have like the dynamic going right now. But like that really took a lot out of them, because that girl that got hurt, she scored their first 5 points, and then she just went down.
Is she done for the year?
I don't know.
What happened to her?
I didn't get an update. She like, her ankle was, you know how Dak Prescott got hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Like, his leg was just hanging there? That's what it looked like.
Remember so, Alan Hearns, the guy for the Cowboys, when his leg, like, snapped?
Yeah.
Ugh. Man.
It didn't look good down there, though.
So, the NFL game last night, did you watch it at all?
Yeah, I watched the end of it.
So,
the final two quarters.
So, me and my dad, we do fantasy during my dad's work league.
Yeah.
This year, I didn't do my own team because I didn't. It's just too much, you know. We just focus on my dad's work team and all that, our work league that he does. And we had the Rams defense, man. And we picked them because we're like, oh, they have Myles Garrett, they have Aaron Donald, they're gonna do so good. But man,
they weren't looking good.
No, they were not. They were double teaming Myles Garrett at everything, and they had McDuffie too, who's a good corner. But I mean, Stafford looked good.
Kittle obviously. Didn't do good either, though. Kittle. He only had, like, one catch.
Yeah, because he's more of a blocking guy. He's more just, like, bold OG.
The person I'm going against this week has Drake May, A.J. Brown, and George Kittle.
Let me see your team here. What's your team name?
CD's Touchdowns.
Did you guys see Nick Bosa having the Charlie Kirk?
What'd he do?
He had something on his nose, and it said, "See Kirk."
Oh, my gosh, dude.
On Kirk-iversary.
So, JJP, so... what has been your favorite thing so far that you've done? Yeah, obviously, it's been a short time. What has been your favorite thing that you've done so far, or maybe that you've covered so far? We saw that you covered the soccer game. What was that like? Touch on
that. It was pretty cool. I mean, they don't let in. They don't let in individual people because you have to work for someone.
Actually,
but yeah. So he let me go to the first game.
What about family members?
No, like for shooting.
Oh, okay.
Like they don't let in just like you have to work for somebody to be on the field.
I got you.
He let me cover the first game, and it was pretty cool.
Was this Iowa State?
No, it was versus Creighton. Yeah, and I mean, like it was pretty cool to be down there.
Was Gavin there too?
Yeah, he was there.
Were you like right next to him? Or?
Yeah, we were there.
So JJP, so you said your family are big Iowa fans?
Yeah, like all of them are. Because both of my two cousins went to Iowa, and then my aunt went to Iowa too.
Did your mom go to Iowa? Or?
No.
Where'd she go?
She went to some like business school.
Okay, but she's Iowa fan. My parents didn't go to Iowa, but they're Iowa fans.
She still roots for Iowa.
I got you. Cody, is he a big Iowa fan?
Yeah.
Who do you think his favorite Iowa football player is?
Cooper DeJean, probably.
Cooper DeJean is not... you're going to have to sit way far away from that. I can't believe you're going to be in a Cooper DeJean jersey, dude, cheering for Iowa State, dude. That's going to be like...
let's go Clones.
No, let's go Hawkeyes, baby. Come on now. We're gonna get this win. But JJP, why don't you just be like Davin, man? Davin,
I don't know.
Davin goes to Iowa State.
I just feel like I have to. That's gonna be my alma mater. You know what I'm saying?
What's the biggest weakness on both sides?
I think for Iowa, it's defensive line, right? Yose Epinesa, they have actually brother of AJ.
Yeah, isn't that his brother?
Yeah, that's his brother. His dad played at Iowa too. He's a legacy family. I think definitely that's the biggest. You know, they don't have Maxwell Weldon. They don't have Ethan Herkett. They don't have Aaron Graves. So it'll be a challenge. But I trust Kelvin Bell in the defensive line room that they're gonna get to Jalen Rayner and get sacks. I think offensive line we always know is going to be good for Iowa. What would you say for JJP? What would you say for Iowa State is a weakness?
Their biggest weakness?
Yeah.
They just like everywhere is kind of like average. Like their defense is pretty good. I don't think that's gonna cause a problem. They always have a good defense, but it's
Aiden
like
Flora.
Yeah,
shout out that guy.
He's pretty good, but like they kind of just don't have like a run game established yet.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like the quarterback can run, and they're just like, did they all come from the same team? Like they all transferred over with the coach, you know?
Jalen Rayner was from Arkansas.
Yeah,
I don't know about the only guy I know. Is
I don't know.
Him.
I just feel
Flora,
like they
too.
I don't know if they're gonna like be like connected yet. You know what I'm saying? Like have that chemistry. Like they did good in the first game, but like they didn't play anybody. So it's like when they go against the Iowa defense, I don't know.
If they're gonna
they might have some struggles, but I think their defense will keep them in the game for sure.
I disagree with JJP. Their DBs of Iowa State's DBs don't look great.
They don't.
Especially last week, their DBs were giving up big coverages. I think that Iowa, if they win this game, they gotta go deep.
We need to get the ball to Tony Diaz.
Yeah.
That dude is special.
He had like 100 yards,
dude,
in like the first.
He's open on every single play. I mean, my lord, dude, he's insane. So JJP, this is something interesting. So Brandon, you want to talk about a little bit about the project that you were telling me about, like the how you're working on like a script or something? You want to talk about that?
Oh yeah. I want to make a movie for like DMAC. Like I want to build a crew for it. And even casting people, like I don't want to just be like a small project that I work on myself. I want to actually have like a whole team for it. And I told them that in a summary, like I don't have an actual dialogue yet, but in a summary, it's kind of like about like multiversal travel. But there's not like crazy like superhumans or whatever. Like it's not like that Marvel stuff. It's like I don't have the budget for that. We don't have the budget for that. But it's mostly like you wake up. And then you somehow, like, I think there's even a topic about it. Like, people talk about it's, like, shifting or something. Like, you just wake up and you're in a different reality. That's kind of, like, pretty much what I'm going to do.
Hey, if you want a photographer, JJP could be your photographer.
Have you been in contact with anybody about that?
Nah.
Because they just made a movie, like, over the summer with, like, the...
I heard about that.
With DMAC? Or?
Yeah, like, yeah. DMAC made a one.
He should talk to Carl Lindbergh.
Yeah.
That'd be a good guy to talk to.
He can cast some people, probably.
Yeah, and you can be the director of photography, JJP. You and Davin could be. Directors of photography, Davin Bankering and Jaden Park. Me, Darren, if you could be in it if you wanted to. I'd want to be
a little actor.
I told him I'd be in it for sure.
100%. An actor?
Yeah.
If students want to help with the film, how can they contact you?
Yeah.
Or will you have like a GoFundMe?
That's a good question.
I feel like we would make like a crew thing, not just a me thing. Because I feel like it could be mostly like producers. I would be obviously director, sound people, and then somebody in charge of casting. So probably them too, not just me. But yeah, probably gonna make like a small account or a group thing.
Nice.
Yeah, because I also don't want people like blowing up my phone and stuff.
For sure.
So we were talking about this before we came on here. Who were some of your favorite directors that you look up to?
Favorite directors? Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Number one. Quentin Tarantino's kind of there. Yeah. I don't know. He's a little... I don't know. To me, he's a little...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like you guys seen that one scene from... I forgot the movie, but he's got like that one Latina actress, and then like she pours like... I don't know if she pours alcohol or whatever on her foot, and this man is literally drinking from it. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, bro. You guys never seen that?
No.
You guys have never seen that. Look it up. It's like it's an actual thing. And it's so weird how he casted himself for that. I'm like, dude.
Wait, he casted himself?
Yes. Out of everybody who he could have done, bro.
That's dedication.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear, this guy's crazy.
Oh, man. So you said... Christopher Nolan, him, who else? Like Spielberg, you like him?
Spielberg, yeah, for sure. Todd, I forgot his
name. Todd Phillips?
Yeah, him.
You guys know Todd Phillips, the director?
No.
He did like Old School, Road Trip, Hangover, you seen that?
Yeah.
He did that movie. I like him too. Who are some of the other ones that you like?
Some of the other ones? Sam Raimi.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Sam Raimi.
One of the greatest directors.
So. Can you name me something that he's done besides Spider-Man? Because I don't know any of the movies.
Doctor Doom. Doctor Strange.
Yeah, oh, he did Doctor Strange?
Yeah,
he did the second one.
Mm. Yeah.
What other movies has he done besides Marvel?
Marvel. He did that one horror movie that was based off the game. I can't remember the name of it, but it's...
Yeah, I think I've watched clips of that one.
But yeah. Sam Raimi's brother is actually in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's the guy that...
Hoffman.
Yeah, Hoffman. Yeah, there we go. I was thinking of his name. He's like, J. Jonah Jameson's like, Hoffman. And he tries to like talk to him and stuff.
That would be me.
He did the Evil Dead movie.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that. When did that come out?
Which one? There's multiple ones.
The first, like, every single one of them in order.
The first one came out in 1981.
Oh, my. Dude, that was.
The other one came out in 2013.
That's a big difference, my lord.
Hmm.
So are you a big comedy movie fan at all, or?
Comedy? I could do comedy, but it's just not, like, something that, like, I don't know, that I
just run into. You a big comedy person,
Jimmy? I like horror.
You do? You don't like comedy movies, or?
It's all right. Like, I can dabble.
What's your favorite comedy movie?
Comedy?
Yeah.
I couldn't name you one, but, like,
Hangover,
I dabble.
Hangover, Wedding Crashers, Old School, Road Trip, Anchorman.
Like, none of those are, like,
Step Brothers.
Like, I wouldn't go there first. Like, that wouldn't be my first choice, you know? But, like, I would watch it if it was on.
Step Brothers is hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Step Brothers? Oh, so funny. With Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. That was... You a big comedy person, Darren?
Oh, yeah, I like comedy films.
What's your favorite comedy?
My favorite comedy film is Superbad.
Superbad, yeah.
Superbad. Are you an R&B singer?
I love that movie. I watch it almost every year.
Vogel, where have you been, man?
Yeah, that one. But.
So I don't know if you know this. So Seth Rogen and... So the two characters in the movie, Seth and Evan, were actually named after the writers, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, which I think is kind of cool. What are some of your other favorite ones?
My favorite movie ever is Edward Scissorhands.
Johnny Depp, great actor.
Mm. I love that movie. Another movie.
Like sports movie or?
Sports movie. I like The Blind Side.
Yes.
I like the movie. I just don't like what happened in real life.
Yeah. Here's my thing on that, right? Like, why did that guy wait? Like, he knew the movie was coming out. Why did he wait until now to tell that it was fake? Like, why could he not say it like when they were filming the movie?
Isn't he like retarded?
Michael Orr?
He might be. I think he is.
I think he was like special needs or something.
No, but
it makes sense.
That would kind of make sense to why he kind of waited to like, because like he could have, you know what I mean? Like he could have said it before the movie came out, but now he just waited. And now the movie's not really.
The worst movie is Rudy. I hate that movie.
You don't like Rudy?
Yes,
I. Well, what hate don't you it. Like about it?
Because the Joe Montana thing ruined everything.
You know, so Joe Montana said that like the movie Rudy, like most of it isn't even real about like what actually happened.
It was horror. And the movie was good before all that, but now the movie, it's just a big lie. It's just a giant lie. Same thing with The Blind Side.
It is. It's just a giant lie. What about Field of Dreams?
I haven't seen that one before.
You haven't seen Field of Dreams?
No, I haven't.
You guys gotta watch. Dude, that's insane, dude. You and I, when you haven't seen that, go home today when you have time and watch Field of Dreams. I'm not going to give you the whole plot, but it's about this Iowa farmer who plants a baseball field. That's really all it's about.
Oh.
And he invites all these players back, and it's a really great movie. You got to watch
it. So, like, the Field of Dreams, like, was set on that.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the Field of Dreams field that they played at this year.
Like, that's why they built that?
Yes.
Is for that movie?
Yeah, it was for the movie.
For that movie. And actually, my dad lived not far from where they filmed it in Dyersville, Iowa. It's a very, very small town. It's like,
have you guys ever visited the field?
The field?
I've never been there.
Yeah,
I want to be there.
Great field, too. Have you?
Have you been there?
Yeah, I was there with my brother for White Sox.
Oh, when they played the Yankees?
Yes. Sir.
You were there?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton hit a moonshot in that game.
Most beautiful Tim Anderson play I've ever seen in my life.
What play are you talking about?
Get the game winner.
When he walked it off.
Oh, yeah. He went like this, and he just walked
into the cornfields.
Yep. Yeah, man. So I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. Me and Brandon both agree on this, but I want to give your takes. Me and him think MJ is the GOAT. You guys think LeBron
Cap,
is.
Yeah.
It's LeBron.
Give us your reasons why. I'm not gonna hate on you. I just want to give everybody
most points of all time.
It's just like if LeBron had the same amount of help as MJ did in his whole career, he would have had more than four championships.
We're never going to know, right? So
if LeBron was in the 90s, he'd drop it 80.
If you dropped MJ in today's NBA, he wouldn't even be like, he'd be like maybe a role player. No.
MJ would drop 40 points. Don't you think he would drop 40 points to now, MJ would?
Low key.
It's just a different type of NBA. You like can't compare the eras.
He can't shoot threes.
Jordan?
Yeah, he can't. Did you see when he was in that three-point contest?
He missed every three.
He's more of a dunker. So was LeBron. LeBron's not good at shooting
LeBron
threes.
LeBron can shoot. He can shoot threes. He's like adjusted his game.
He's no Curry though.
No.
Jordan is the second best player.
I mean, yeah,
that's kind of arguable.
I mean, you could put Kobe.
I could
up
put
there,
Kareem up there if I wanted to.
You could put Shaq up there if you wanted to.
We got to put Bam up there.
He scored 83 points. You know.
Has MJ ever dropped 83?
Okay, but again, the defense these days are really soft. There's no good defense.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point too.
I think Shea.
If Jordan played today, he'd probably score. He probably would score 100 points in a game. I think he would.
I think that's a crazy take.
We put Shea in that era. Right. He's dropping two.
All right, who are your guys' top five players of all time?
LeBron number one, easy.
Facts.
On the number two spot, Loki Tim Duncan. I could put Tim Duncan right there.
Over MJ?
I put him.
You have no idea how good.
Are you serious?
Tim Duncan was an amazing player.
I'm not saying he wasn't, but like over MJ though, like
I would put him over MJ, and I got MJ at the three. I got MJ at the three.
Ooh, shaking up that.
I could put like Bron, MJ, Kareem, and then
Jack and Kobe.
I don't know. I don't know about Kobe. All right, like, I don't know about his.
I'll go. Here's mine: MJ, Curry, LeBron, Kobe, Shaq.
Say it again.
Curry above LeBron?
No. I had LeBron in there.
Above. Like it wasn't in order?
No. MJ, LeBron, Steph Curry.
He said Curry second, first time.
Okay.
Okay.
Was it in order? Like no, you're doing no, one,
this,
two.
This is,
it's just top five.
This is in no order.
Okay.
MJ, Curry,
okay.
LeBron,
yep.
Shaq, Kareem.
Okay.
That's mine. What about you? What's yours?
MJ. Mamba, Bron. I'm in between Shaq and I'll just say Shaq.
Shaq and Kareem, you were.
Yeah.
But y'all know Shaq. About the Kobe off court incident?
No, what happened? Oh,
wait, no.
Not the SA thing. Like when he was dating a high schooler.
Oh, what?
Is that his wife now that he had his kid? Or
yeah, she was like a junior in high school when they started dating.
Did they go to the same high school? Or?
No, he was graduate. He was in the NBA.
Dang, bruh. Yeah, I've heard he's kind of like a weird person, like off the court. But
he literally paid her parents to get her out of school.
That's bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
No, that's weird, bro. I had no. Did you know about that?
No.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I knew that he started dating her when like he was out of high school.
I think she's like, isn't she like not even? How old even is she? Like 45 or something? I don't even know. Cause they had a kid young, I think. What's her name? Natalia.
Yeah.
I think she's like out of college now or something. I think she's. How old is she? I'm gonna look that up.
Vanessa, like his wife.
Yeah.
She's like 40 something.
I can look it up here.
Don't they have like more kids too?
She is 44.
Natalia, Capri, and Bianca.
Yeah, how old is Natalia now? She's 23.
Is she the oldest one?
So she's 23, and her mom is 44.
Oh, yeah, Kobe dated Vanessa when she was 16.
That's bad.
That's 21. Weird, bro.
How old was he when she dated? When they dated?
He was 21, and she was 16.
They had a kid at 20 years. She had a kid at 20 years old. Kobe, she had their very first one. Darren, I want to ask you this: where were you at when Kobe died?
I was at a football practice.
You were?
Yes, sir.
So speaking of football, I was watching the NFL Pro Bowl that day, and you know how on in SportsCenter, like when they're breaking news, the red bar, yeah, the red bar comes up. It said it on there, and at first I thought it said Conan O'Brien, like you know who that is, like the talk show host guy. You know who that is? Mm. He's like a talk. I thought it said him. I was like, wait, what? And then I screwed in and I was like, wait, Kobe Bryant died? Like, this has got to be a joke. Like, that's what I thought. Like, someone has to be playing a prank on us or something. And then the halftime of the Pro Bowl, they said, we're coming to you live with breaking news. Kobe Bryant is found dead. I was like, what? Like,
do you think his jersey should be retired?
Yes. I think MJ's jersey should be retired all across the NBA.
It's going to happen when LeBron retires.
Yeah. They're going to retire 23 and 6.
It should be with MJ. Don't you think?
Six is already retired by Bill Russell.
His legacy, man. I mean.
The Heat already have it, don't they?
Why do you think Bill Russell's jersey? I'm not saying Bill Russell was a bad player, but like, why do you think his jersey retired?
Rings.
Well, it's just, yeah, he won the most rings, and like, he had a big impact back in the day.
For anybody that says Bill Russell's a GOAT, they're not wrong, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Bill Russell had a better team around him. His whole entire team was Hall of Famers. He had Bob Cousy.
Well, like he was playing against plumbers back then too. Like he wasn't.
His era?
I mean, that's who else can you name back then?
Kareem.
He's kind of like George that was like Mikan.
George Mikan.
Who else can you name?
Dave the Busher.
Who the hell is Dave the Busher?
I know his 2K card.
I'm just going off these 2K guys that I remember.
What about Kevin McHale?
Kevin McHale, he was on the Celtics.
He was after, later. I think Bill Russell might have actually been his coach for a little bit on the Celtics.
Yeah, he was a player coach.
Like Jackie Moon and semi-pro?
Yeah, Bill Russell was a player coach at one point.
Semi-pro?
Have you seen that?
That's EBK, Elite Ball Knowledge, bro.
Who hasn't seen that?
It's niche, bro.
Have you seen it?
Niche.
Yes, I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you? You haven't seen Semi-Pro? You gotta watch it. It's with Will Ferrell. It's like where he runs his own team. It's like right before Step Brothers.
I think I have his jersey.
Quinn Travis. Yeah. So JJP, so you're in a dorm right now, right?
I'm in an apartment.
You're in an apartment?
Yeah.
So how far are you by Jack Trice Stadium at all?
No, I'm like on the other side of campus. So Jack Trice is right here, right? And then this is the whole Iowa State campus. I'm like up here. Like across.
What's Hilton Coliseum like? You liked it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is? You going to go to a lot of Iowa State games this year for basketball?
I have season tickets, like student season tickets.
When they play Iowa this year in Iowa City, are you going?
I think my aunt has tickets.
Who are you cheering for? Please say Iowa.
I have to if it's in Iowa.
But you're not cheering for Iowa when they play this year in Iowa State?
No.
Why? Explain on that. I want to know your reason why.
I feel like I have to cheer for him. Like I go to Iowa State.
Hey, you have your rights. You have your rights, JJP. You can cheer for whoever you want to cheer for. You know what I'm saying?
Like Ames won.
Who did?
Ames for the best college town.
Are you serious?
No, like they moved on.
Oh, I was like Iowa City's better.
Yeah, Iowa City's in the bottom bracket.
What? Who are they against?
Well, they just beat Manhattan.
Manhattan, Kansas? I thought you meant New York for a second.
They're playing South Bend next.
Oh, that should be easy. Iowa City should. I've been to Iowa City. It's beautiful.
Ames has to beat Boulder.
Yikes. I've been to Boulder. It's nice.
Talking about Iowa State basketball, what is your guys' opinion on Royce White and Ellis Cantor?
Like, you're not. It's like, what are you trying to? What are you trying to prove, bro? Like, oh, like you're not gonna play in the WNBA, so like, just stop, bro. You're annoying everybody. He gets kicked out of this arena, the Chicago Sky Arena, for being a weirdo. Like, well, I get that you're expressing your opinion. I get that, but like, it just like, what are you trying to prove at the end of the day?
I just can't even lie. Royce White, funny as hell. Sometimes I identify as a transgender black lesbian. Have you seen that clip?
No, I have not. You have to send that to the group.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Black queen on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh man. So Darren, are you a big Iowa State basketball fan at all?
I don't watch college basketball. But so, if I did, I'd go for college. It'd be ISU.
Who's your favorite Iowa State basketball player of all time?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Why? Why is that?
Because he's the only one I can name.
Taman Lipsey.
Taman Lipsey.
Who the hell is...
You don't know... He went
you
to Ames.
You don't know Taman Lipsey?
No.
What about Matt Thomas? I'm actually related... Did I tell you I'm related to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like my...
That was like the first thing he told me, I think.
Yeah, he's like my...
Yeah, no, I don't know who that is either.
Georges Niang.
Yeah, Georges Niang. Monte Morris.
Milan Momcilovic.
He transferred. Yeah. What do you think about that, Jaden?
If there's money to be made, like, go ahead and get it. But it's just like, I feel like he should have came back, honestly.
Yeah, he should have.
But it's just all about money in college now.
There's no loyalty.
Yeah.
There is no loyalty.
He should have went to the draft or he should have stayed at Iowa State. It's just all about money now and people want to make a bag. But I mean, I understand it because he's not going to make that much in the NBA.
No.
So it's
I think he I remember telling this on the podcast. I think he should have stayed in Georgia.
Yeah.
I really do. Or I think he should have came back because...
Like, he would have got drafted.
Oh, 100%.
Like, one of the best
players.
The
worst that could happen is you sign an undrafted free agent contract with somebody. He could be the next Austin Reaves. Not saying he has a career like him, but he could be the next, like, Austin Reaves or the next Duncan Robinson.
Who do you guys think is the best dressed basketball player?
LeBron James, 2003. His draft fit was tough.
Oh, wait, no. Who's that Knicks player that came with, like, a Fortnite suit? Kevin Knox.
Oh, Kevin Knox. Kentucky legend. So, Darren, did you watch the finals this year?
The NBA finals?
Yes.
Yes,
I Who did you want to win, the Spurs
I
or the
wanted
Knicks?
San Antonio to win.
I did, too.
Wemby.
Bro, you guys are going crazy in our group chat, dude. You guys are like, Wemby is so in my
Actually,
parlay
SGA's
and stuff.
SGA's pretty dope with his fits.
I can't even lie. Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma's he tough, bro.
It's all good. It's all good. Okay. You're good. You're good.
The long sleeves. Well, that was hard.
That pink one.
Yeah, I don't get the hate. It was kind of hard. I can't even.
So Jaden and Darren and you too, if you watch the finals, what were your guys' takeaways? I think the Knicks got lucky.
I don't know. They had like a godly run.
How do you blow a 29-point lead?
Yeah,
at Carl home?
I think Karl Anthony Towns could be up there.
Legendary
performance.
I think he's the best shooting big man of all time. Him and Jokic are right up there in my opinion.
They just had, like, the team connection going, like, the whole time.
Him, Brunson, Bridges, Dante, he's
Josh Hart.
Josh Hart, the Nova Knicks, baby, yeah. Nova Knicks. And then you added Mike Brown, who the Kings never should have got rid of. That was a huge mistake. Look how dumb they look now. The
just
Kings
like
do.
Wemby wasn't built for the moment yet. Like, he hadn't experienced all that.
But neither
yet.
Were the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, Knicks weren't experienced. But let's be honest.
But, like,
if the Spurs didn't blow that lead, Knicks got lucky. But... That's what the finals is sometimes, is luck, right? Like, if MJ misses that shot against the Jazz would have won. So, you know, we can play the luck game all we want to, but, you know, congrats to the Knicks. And what are your just thoughts on the finals? Like, how did you think it went?
I mean, like, I didn't really care. As long as the Thunder didn't win, that's all I cared about.
Why not the Thunder? You don't want to see Payton
Sanford? I didn't
want
to see a dynasty.
Because I hate SGA.
Why do you hate SGA?
He's so unethical.
What do you
he's
mean by
not,
that?
He's not a real nonchalant person.
Yeah.
You think he's a rage
nonchalant.
Baiter? You think he's a foul baiter?
Yeah.
Yes.
You think
you
so?
You see the way he plays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so unethical. Do you think him and Jokic should be in the same sentence?
And like what?
MVP sentence? Talks.
I mean, like...
Jokic is an amazing player. We'll never see a player of his caliber again.
Who won the MVP this year? I forget.
I'm pretty sure it was SGA.
Did he win it again?
Yeah, he went back-to-back.
Yeah, he went...
It should have been Jokic, but...
I mean, Jokic has already won three, so I think they're just, like, tired of seeing him.
But, I mean, he's been the best...
Yeah.
He had
a better season than his MVP seasons.
That's insane.
What was the biggest move of this offseason?
Who? Good question. I think Giannis going to the Heat.
Yeah.
LeBron going to the Sixers.
Yes.
Who What were the I think those were the two biggest ones.
Yeah, those are the only two I can remember.
Ooh, what are some other big moves?
Something.
So what do you think? Are you going to be a Sixers fan now, JJP?
Yeah.
You know that Bron is on the
big
Tyrese Howard, Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, VJ Edgecombe, LeBron.
What about Taco Fall?
No, they signed Taco Fall too.
Big man,
the,
big boy,
the
Taco.
Wemby stopper.
I remember him at UCF. He was a dog. But again, when you're 7'6", it's...
Did you see that game that he went win against like Zion?
Yeah, I did. He was bullying him. He was bullying that guy. So this is correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is going to be a starting lineup. Bron, Tyrese Maxey, Embiid. Who am I missing?
I think it's going to be Maxey, Edgecombe, and then they got Jalen Brown, and then LeBron,
Embiid,
and then Embiid.
Y'all not here to the 76ers are looking to play Bron at point guard.
That's low-key tough.
That would be. But I thought Tyrese Maxey's a point
guard. Who do they got off the – they could play him, like – they could play – I don't know. Who do they have, like, for a power forward? Dominic Barlow, bro?
Who? But the problem with Embiid is, like, he always gets hurt all the time. He can never stay healthy. Like, that's going to be the main concern for the Sixers is Embiid's long-term health, right? Like, can he – what are your thoughts on that, too? Like, on the Bron going to the 76ers, what do you think about it?
I didn't expect it, honestly.
I don't think – I thought he was going to go back to Cleveland and bring Bronny with him, but
– probably.
I thought that was – I remember where I was, Jaden. I was sitting – I was at the YMCA. Northwest played against Yankee Centennial that night.
I was at the like, a hotel.
Speaking of that, where were you and Devin staying at?
We
– whose lake house was that?
Oh, there was Bound. Like, Bound, Iowa.
But
yeah.
they have their own lake house that they
bought? Like, someone that works with Bound.
That's nice.
Dude. And then they kicked us out. Because like someone came back, it was pretty. It was pretty nice.
What happened with the ball, the softball? Could you guys not?
Yeah,
find it?
No, they found it. Yeah.
What? How did it get lost? Do you have any
theories
on that? Or
I don't know.
Someone took it. It
wasn't me.
Maybe Darren took it. Now
I think so.
I remember when Jaden texted me LeBron was going to the Sixers. Yeah, I was in my car. I threw my phone at the window. You can see the crack on the phone still.
Brandon, where were you at?
I didn't
find out
the shots.
I was just at my house, dude. Just chill.
You were?
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Like, did you think he was going to go to the 76ers? I thought he was going to go back to Cleveland.
I thought
that
was his best situation to go to, but I didn't think he was going to go there. Like, I wanted him to go to the Sixers.
I wanted him to go to Cleveland. I knew it wasn't going to happen.
But I thought he was going to make Bronny with him, and then the next year draft Bryce, and then play 1 year with them, and then retire. That's what I thought was going to happen. But
you think Bronny can have a breakout year?
Trust.
It's a possibility. So where did you say you were when?
Oh, that was at my house.
You were?
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
What did you think of it? You're just like, 76ers are going to win.
I think I was half asleep, and then I just scroll, and then I see, I'm like, wait, what? What the fuck?
So, what is your guys' finals prediction? Early finals prediction?
Sixers Heat? No. They're both in the East.
That could be an Eastern Conference finals.
Someone from the West.
Who's good in the West? The Bulls got Caleb Wilson.
The Lakers aren't making it with their like white chocolate lineup, bro.
Luka, Austin
Reeves. Signed Walker Kessler.
Orlando.
Darren, I forgot you're a Magic fan. What do you think about the Magic this year? How do you think they're going to do?
I won.
They'll make the playoffs.
But they're going to do like they do every year, and they're going to be in the play-in every year.
What are your thoughts on Paolo Banchero?
I like him. Not as good as Aaron Gordon, though. No one will ever be as good as Aaron Gordon.
I think Paolo is better than him. Okay, Aaron Gordon's a better dunker, but just in terms of like scorer and...
I mean, he's a better player than Aaron, but he's not a better Magic than Aaron Gordon.
What do you mean by that?
Every Magic fan loves Aaron Gordon. If you ever meet him...
He got robbed twice out of a dunk contest. He should be a two-time winner.
He's like a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him. He's an amazing player. He's an amazing player. But I don't think Paolo's as... Like, he doesn't have the connection with the fans.
I mean, he did win Rookie of the Year. I mean...
He's a good player. Orlando doesn't love him.
Why do you think that? Why do you think they don't like him?
I don't... Because he replaced Aaron Gordon. I mean, that's why I don't like him.
Why aren't you a Bulls fan? You know, you're a Bears fan, you're a Sox fan. Why aren't you a Bulls fan?
I fell in love with the Orlando Magic because they have beautiful jerseys.
Orlando Magic, because of the song.
The jerseys are beautiful.
In your opinion, who's the best Orlando Magic of all time? I think an obvious answer is Shaq, probably.
As like
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard, amazing Orlando Magic player. Carried a bum team to the finals.
Vucevic?
I.
Where is he at? Did he sign back?
I think he's Celtics.
He signed back with the Magic?
Yeah, he's back in Orlando.
Oh, he is? I thought he was with the Celtics.
No, He was a free agent.
Oh, okay. So how do you think the Bulls are going to do this year, Brandon? Do you think they're going to be any good?
I'm a diehard Chicago Bulls fan, but
I like the Cale Wilson pick. That was a great pickup.
I mean, yeah, but then again, like,
name two other players on the team.
Mathis Bezelis and Josh Giddey. Boom. So JJP, how do you think the Lakers are gonna do?
Probably. I mean, like, I think they'll make the playoffs for sure.
All right, so you're not like, a Lakers fan anymore.
No.
You're done. 5 years of being a Lakers fan. You're
yeah,
done.
Retired.
So what were the goods and bads of the Lakers when LeBron was there?
They just like never had a center to compete.
I mean, they had AD, but he got hurt all the time.
Yeah,
that was a problem.
But like, he wanted to play power forward. Like, what they needed someone.
What about the white?
Yeah, that was the last good center they
didn't
had
he,
in the
he,
bubble.
Didn't he sign with them? He went to another team and he came back.
He went to the Sixers and he came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was on the title. You know who was on that title team?
JaVale McGee.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
He won a ring before Giannis did. He didn't even do anything.
It's just like, and he never had the right help around him. And then Russell Westbrook didn't help at all.
Yeah, that was a terrible fit.
Marquise Morris has a ring from their team.
KU alum. Shout out Marquise. His brother Mark. I don't know if his brother Marcus is still in the league.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's a part of the Suns G League team.
Marcus Morris is? Dang, bro. They were good players at KU, man.
Amazing shooters.
So, White Sox fan.
Yes, sir.
Favorite White Sox player right now and maybe of all
right
time.
Right now? Or first? I can't pronounce his name.
Murakami?
Yes. One of the best players I ever seen. He brought this organization back.
Oh, 100%.
We fucking sucked last year. I hate to say, but we sucked this year.
Wait, what year is it when you guys had the worst record in MLB? Was that like 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago or last year. It was one of them. I also like Miguel
Vargas.
I love him, but he's buns. He's kind of buns sometimes.
What do you think about Jack Antonacci?
I don't know.
You haven't heard of that? What about who's the other guy? There's another white guy on their team. What's his name? No, he's in the lineup. What is his name? Chase something?
Oh, Chase.
Chase Mydroff.
Great player. One of our best batters, I think. Did you hear about the Savannah Bananas player?
No. What happened?
One of our players were on the Savannah Bananas a couple years ago.
That's low-key tough.
Oh.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm trying to think of his.
Imagine getting signed from the Savannah Bananas, bro. That'd be actually.
That's like getting signed from like yeah.
All they do is just do. I could see Nate Robinson joining the Harlem Globetrotters because he's a great dunker.
Oh, it's Tristan Peters.
Oh yeah.
He is balling this year.
Did he make the All Star game?
Yeah, you did.
Imagine you play with the Savannah Bananas and then you make the All Star game for
crazy.
The MLB.
What a turner. So what do you think?
What a goat.
Will Venables as a manager.
I don't think we're going to keep him for much longer, though.
Why?
Just because the last couple of seasons. But he has had a good year this year. I see us getting a new manager soon.
Why do you think? Where do you think he's going to go?
I don't think anyone's going to pick him up.
Why do you think he's going to? Why do you not think?
Because he had the worst season in MLB history.
Okay, but like, I mean, that's not a whole lot he can do. When your bullpen sucks, what are you supposed to do, right? I mean, and you don't have good players. Like, what do you?
So I don't think.
What did you think about his decision to pitch to PCA in the ninth inning?
I quit watching that game after I see PCA.
When he hit a home run, you're just like, I'm done. Like,
yes, as quick as I seen PCA, I just turned.
What
it
are
off.
Your thoughts on PCA?
He's a good player, but I hate him.
Why? What reason?
Because he's a Cubs player. I can't like any Cubs players, except for Anthony Rizzo. I love that guy to death.
I do too. Love the guy. And they have their own podcast now. Him and David Ross have their own podcast.
They do?
It's called Rizzo and Ross. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard of
it. You heard of that? Yeah.
I think I watched an episode the other day.
You did? What episode was it? Do you remember what they talked about?
No, I was like on a clip.
Oh, on a clip.
Yeah, but I heard they have a.
Yeah. You know. So what? I think I already touched on this, but Jaden, what's your favorite sports movie?
My favorite sports movie?
Yeah.
I like The Blind Side. Or, you know the one with Drumline? It's kind of a sports movie. You know that Drumline?
No.
It's like the band.
What y'all know about The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler?
Oh, that one's
that
tough.
That has a great cast.
That one's,
Terry
that
Crews,
one's good.
Michael Irvin, Chris Rock.
One of the funniest sports movies ever.
I agree, 1,000%. One of the funniest. It's no Waterboy, but it's still.
Waterboy.
Mama said that. I love that voice, dude. Mama said I can't play football anymore.
Outside of sports movies, what's your guys' favorite movie?
I'll give you a couple. Wedding Crashers, hilarious. Step Brothers, and Old School. And The Dark Knight with Christopher Nolan. That's a good movie. I like that one. Even though it's very long, it's one of my favorites.
The original Black Panther.
And another favorite movie of mine is any Marvel movie.
Like any Marvel movie before Iron Man died.
Yes. Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. What about you?
The Spider-Verse is about to be a trilogy. Oh, those are my favorite for sure.
Did you see the new Spider-Man movie, Darren?
Yes.
What'd you think of it? He saw it too.
Opening day. One of the best Spider-Man movies.
Exactly.
It gives off Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire vibes.
Like, in a way.
At the same time.
I've asked him this question. Who is the best Spider-Man of all time?
Tobey Maguire.
Yes, sir. 100%. Give me some of that. Yes, sir. Tobey's the best.
Tobey.
Like Tobey made Spider-Man, like he's the reason why Spider-Man is a thing, right? Mm. Like Tobey was just, I missed a part where that's my problem. Uncle Ben, my back.
Oh yeah, the back one.
My back. You a Spider-Man fan? Or?
Yeah.
Who's
Miles best? Morales.
Miles Morales.
Oh. I mess with Miles Morales.
Yeah.
So what's your order, Darren? Toby, Tom, Andrew. Toby, Andrew, Tom. What's your order?
Toby is at the one. Tom is at the two. Andrew's at three. Andrew's a great actor. I just don't like his Spider-Man movies.
Hmm. Like what? I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just wondering, like, what don't you like about his Spider-Man movie?
It just, the energy is dark and it's nothing like the comics. Why the hell does he want to know about his parents? There's no comics that he wants to know about his parents.
You mean his aunt and uncle?
No, his mom and dad. That's the main plot of the first movie.
Yeah.
Dad.
Who do you think the best Peter Parker is?
Best Peter Parker? Like, I gotta be real with you. Tom Holland. Tom Holland sells it the best.
So what did you think of the new Spider-Man movie? Did you like it?
I really liked it. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
I haven't watched it yet.
I saw the
they're showing it at Iowa State.
They are.
I'm gonna go.
You guys have a big theater. Did you guys see The Odyssey this summer?
No, I don't
watch
it.
Watched it.
I saw it. It was a great. And again, another Christopher Nolan movie that we mentioned. So we went back to movies. What are some of your favorite movies?
Yeah, the trilogy that I told you about. There's this movie called Stand Delivered. It was made in like the 90s based on a real story. That one's also really good. Mm. It's pretty inspirational for like, I don't know, like it basically touches the story of like a minority school who like they don't think that they can pass the calculus test and get college credit. And the whole movie basically wraps around that.
Mm. What are some of the other favorites?
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
The trilogy, honestly, it's just not...
All three of them,
not just one.
Since y'all are talking about Batman, are y'all excited for Batman too?
Yeah.
With Robert Pattinson?
Yes, sir.
They got Sebastian Stan.
I think Christian Bale is the best Batman.
I got to disagree.
Who do you think it is?
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, who also was in The Odyssey. Great performance, by the way.
I loved that last Batman film. It's just a little bit long. I'd love to see it be introduced into the DCU, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Probably they said they won't.
So, what's your Batman order? Like for the best. You said...
Robert Patterson's at the two spot in that one. I can't remember his name.
Michael Keaton?
No, Michael Keaton's three.
Yeah.
I don't like Michael Keaton's movie.
Why?
I just don't think... He doesn't do a Batman performance well. I don't think so.
Where would you put Christian Bale at?
Christian Bale, he's at the three spot. Yeah,
he's at three. So who's one then?
I gotta find his name. I keep forgetting his name.
George
Val Kilmer.
Oh yeah, Val Kilmer.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
I love that movie.
He also was in Top Gun too. The guy that played Iceman or whatever.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was in Top Gun.
I love that movie. Jim Carrey's performance as
what?
The Riddler. What I hate to say it was goofy, but it was a great performance.
Jim Carrey is so, like, his movies, like, the reason why he's so funny is because, like, he's kind of like me where he has, like, ADD and stuff, but, like, he uses that to be funny, you know what I mean? Like, Ace Ventura is funny. Like, 1994 was his big year, right? Like, Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, and The Mask all came out in the same year. Like, you don't see that from actors where three blockbuster Hollywood movies come out in the same year. You just see that. he's one of my favorite actors. I like I like Adam Sandler. I think he's that picture with Adam Sandler and Caleb Williams. That's so tough. He's a Jets fan though, but he should become a Bears fan. Adam Sandler should. Yeah. What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
My favorite Adam Sandler movie. I'm trying to remember.
There's a lot, man. There's a lot to pick from.
Grown-ups. I love that movie.
Yeah, I like Grown-ups is good. I like Happy Gilmore, obviously, Billy Madison, Waterboy. Here's an underrated one. That's My Boy. I don't know if you've ever seen that one. It's with Andy Samberg.
What about Big Daddy?
Yes, that's good, too. That's good, too. I love that movie. Mr. Deeds is good. Little Nicky.
What's the worst movie y'all have seen?
The Adam worst Sandler? Movie?
No, just a general worst movie.
Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler.
Oh, come on, man.
You've seen that?
I love that movie. What's up with it?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Hey, that's not a bad movie.
What, you think it was good?
It wasn't bad.
I think it was bad.
How is Jack and Jill bad?
It's just he's playing the same guy, and it's just, in my opinion, it was bad. What makes it good, in your opinion?
Every Adam Sandler movie is the same thing.
Yeah.
He dates a shorty out of his reach.
Yeah.
In every movie.
Just go with it. That's another good one. What makes Jack and Jill good, in your opinion, the movie?
I really like, I don't know, I just really like the storyline of it. Like how his sister comes back for, after, it's been a minute. Like they split off or something.
Yeah.
And then their parents died. So she comes to see him. I don't know. And I also grew up with the movie. So I watched it like a million times. And I'm going to be a little biased, but I like the character. I think his name is Jose.
Jose?
I don't know if that's his name or not. Yeah, I like how he plays, just like Adam Sandler plays two characters, he does too.
So, Darren, what are you planning on studying here at DMAC?
I'm going to be doing fashion.
You're going to be in the fashion show. You got to take...
Yes, sir.
Yes. If y'all want to come to the fashion show next year, I'm going to be put on crazy fits, all
right? Hey, you already got a crazy fit on right now.
Yeah.
I always be overdressing.
That's good. Adam Sandler's overdressed too. Like he wears baggy shorts. Remember 2 years ago at the Oscars when he was wearing a hood and he was wearing a baggy shorts?
Yes, sir.
I think that was part of the act, low-key.
Yeah, I think that they...
They were scripted, but still.
All right. Super Bowl prediction.
Super Bowl prediction. I was going to say Rams, but I got Bears. I got Chicago winning it all this year.
I think the Bears will win it again this year. I just think... You know, they have Caleb, they have Romo Dunze, Luther, Colston. They just have so many great pieces. And you pair that with Ben Johnson, who's an offensive mastermind. And I think that the one weakness on this team is going to be the defensive line. But besides that, we have Jalen Johnson, who's a great corner. I think Malik Muhammad was a steal. I think Dylan Thiedemann's going to be a real – I think he's the next Harrison Smith, in my opinion. Like, I think he's our version of Harrison Smith.
Or he's the next Chris Conley.
Yeah, he's a receiver.
No, there was like a DB that played in Chicago who sucked so bad.
I think he's the next Harrison Smith, in my opinion.
He's either going to be...
Or he could be Cooper DeGene 2.0.
He's going to be our best DB of all time or our worst DB of all time.
You're not wrong, but yeah, I think the Bears... Who do you think the Bears are going to play against?
I like the Denver Broncos.
Shout out Davin. Davin's favorite team.
I think Denver has a good chance to... Another
Chiefs, I mean, they could.
Hell no.
Nah, I don't think they make it.
I think Broncos are Bears. Hey, me versus my brother. My brother's a big Broncos fan. And Davin, too. Shout out Davin, by the way.
I would love to see a Broncos-Bears Super Bowl. I just don't think Bo Nix has – I don't think he has that dog in him.
So if you were to redraft the 2024 draft, what would your picks be?
Number one, keeping Caleb number 100%. One. 100% number one, keeping Caleb.
Then the next picks are kind of –
Two.
Tricky.
I really like the Jaden Daniels selection.
I just don't think
Dan Quinn and them will do the same thing.
Do you think Drake May is better than Jaden Daniels? After what I saw two nights ago, he didn't throw him three picks.
Of them weren't his fault. Some of them weren't.
Do you think
his fault.
The last one was his fault?
Yeah, the last one was his fault. 100%. Dang, who did he pick at the second spot? I gotta think.
Who picked?
I know he was Washington. I'm just trying to think of who they would pick. Honestly?
Who was the third pick?
Honestly?
Wasn't it Drake May?
I think Washington, they should go Brock Bowers with that pick. I think they should go Brock Bowers.
We have him on our fantasy team. He's actually hurt this week.
He's amazing tight end. Best tight end in the league right now.
You think he's better than Trey McBride?
Yes.
Of the Cardinals? I think yes. Trey McBride.
I think he is better than Trey McBride. And at the three spot, Patriots stay with Drake May.
You think so?
Four, Arizona has to go with Jaden Daniels. Marvin Harrison, biggest bust I've seen in my life.
I'd say give him a couple more years, and then he can say that. Why do you think he hasn't worked out? Do you just think that, like...
Because he can't catch the ball.
But why did he win the Biletnikoff Award at Ohio State, then?
It's different in college.
He can't catch the ball from Kyler Murray. I'm not going to say he's a bad route runner, because he's a good route runner. He gets open, just can't secure the ball.
Okay.
And at five, yeah, they stay with Joe Walt. New York stays
Joe Walt's a monster.
New York stays with Malik Nabers. Tennessee... I see him going either J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix.
I don't even think J.J. McCarthy should have got drafted.
He's a horrible quarterback.
He's so bad. He should probably be working at a gas station in 2 years, honestly.
Knowing Tennessee, they would have probably picked him up.
Probably.
J.C. Latham, he's a good player. I just don't see him going first round.
Is he on the Titans right now, J.C.? Yeah,
he is. Atlanta, I see Atlanta going Roma Dunze in a redraft.
You cannot take Penix, bro.
Can't take Penix again.
No, Penix was...
Chicago, with Roma Dunze being gone.
Yeah, who do we take? I'm thinking.
Who's
still available?
I hate to say it, but I think either Terrion Arnold or Chop Robinson is where we gonna go.
I'll go Chop.
I'm just going off of what Ryan Poles would do.
He would take a DN. He probably would take Terrion Arnold. So.
He would probably take Arnold with that selection. I hate to say it.
I hate to say it too, but he would go Terrion Arnold as much as we love Chop Robinson.
And Minnesota. They would go Byron Murphy.
J.J. McCarthy sucks.
Byron Murphy, that's who I thought. I thought he was going to go to Minnesota.
I thought J.J. McCarthy was going to go to the Broncos, but Sean Payton rage baited those. He didn't do that. He baited them into taking him.
I don't think Xavier Leggett gets picked again if there's a redraft. I don't think he gets an NFL spot.
Hot take. Why do you think that?
Because all he does is have a cool country accent. He can't bowl.
I love his accent.
I've seen more videos of him eating raccoons than I've seen him catching football.
We go hunting raccoons.
We go hunt some raccoons, boy. So do you do fantasy football, Brandon, or you don't?
We gotta watch, bro. It's Lesbian Space Princess. It's the best movie I've ever seen.
Do you have a fantasy team?
No, not over.
Brandon,
the best movie I've ever seen.
No, I don't have time.
You don't?
I have two of them. I have one for my family and then one for like Iowa State.
Oh, who did your mom do fantasy?
Yeah.
Is she good?
No. I picked her team last year. I picked her team last year and she won.
She did. Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember. Yes.
Let me see her team.
From last year?
No, this year.
Okay.
I just quit halfway.
Wait, how's Cody? Is he good at fantasy?
He's all right.
What about who? So who else in it? Your mom?
My mom. Hold on. I got to find it.
I remember last year when I played.
You played like D, I think.
I played against your mom, yeah. And all my players were injured because I just stopped caring about it. Who was that?
My mom, my two aunts, my uncle.
Is that your mom's sisters?
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Two cousins.
He has the dairy department. He picked Chris Paul with his first.
My brother? Yeah. He is bad.
Let me see the teams here.
You want to see hers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine picking your teams for your mom and she ends up winning it, bro.
I think she auto-drafted this year because I wasn't there.
Cindy's cool team. Justin Herbert, Travis Etienne, Bijan Robinson.
Yo, that is not me.
Emeka Abuka, Drake London, Doc Bowers. You probably want to edit that line.
Yeah.
He's out.
Is that your mom's?
Yeah, she auto-drafted that.
Oh my gosh, she's got a good team. Terry McLaurin, Rams, defense, Jake Bates. She's got a good team.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
Jonathan Brooks, Josh Downs, DK, Josh Myers, Kyler Murray.
She got DK on the bench?
She has three quarterbacks? Kyler Murray and Matthew Stafford. Why is she not starting
That's a bad
Stafford?
Looks, bro. Matthew Stafford didn't do good this week.
Why do you think that? Why do you think Stafford struggled?
I don't know.
Because he's an unk.
Because he's in Australia.
No, how do you see who here. In the league here? How do you see?
You gotta go back. It's right there.
Oh. Is this your family?
Yeah.
Who's Throw right Mel there. Brown Shield?
That's my aunt.
It is?
Yeah.
Scott Park? Is that your...
That's my uncle.
It is?
Who do you guys think should have won number one this year?
Number one in NFL?
Yeah.
Fernando.
I like him as college, but I don't think he's going to be a good NFL
player. That's why he has Kirk Cousins to
win. I think he's going
to
develop
Who's
him.
Jake Conlon?
That's my cousin's boyfriend.
I've been saying this forever.
Porta Potty? Oh, that's a good name.
I've said this since the beginning, ever since Fernando's been drafted. I don't like him in the NFL.
But
who do you think they should have picked?
They should have went David Bailey. That's who they should have won.
But here's the thing, though. That's why the Raiders, that's why they picked up Kirk Cousins, so that way that Mendoza can learn from him and sit behind him and learn.
I don't think he's being a good NFL quarterback.
But he's not starting right away. He's learning behind one of the best quarterbacks, but like a guy that's been around multiple different teams.
But he's sweeter than cookies. He's sweeter than cookies.
Why do you think he was good at Indiana? Because he had a good coach around him, like Cignetti?
Yes, amazing coach. He's a good player. I just don't think NFL worthy. I don't think he's going to be a Jamarcus Russell.
He's like that one. But he's like sweet. That one SpongeBob meme with like the.
Too sweet. Like he would hug a guy that sacked.
He probably would.
He'd be like, "Hey, good sack."
No, he'd be like, "I want to thank Coach Nettie for the whole entire. I want to thank the University of Indiana." He seems like
he's literally this, bro. He's literally him.
What do you think about Fernando Mendoza, Brandon? You like him?
I don't know, bro.
You don't know too much about him?
I don't know much about him.
So speaking of Valley touchdown, Eli Raritan, the first NFL touchdown, bro. The very first NFL touchdown of the year came from Eli Raritan, Valley High School. Shout out, Valley.
He hadn't scored in like 700 days or something like that.
Yeah, he did score his first touchdown since I was a senior in high school, dude.
That's my other team.
Nice. To Tiffany and BJ.
To Infinity and Beyond.
I think Arizona going Jeremiah Love was the worst pick of the draft.
I don't think they're ready for him though. They're like they don't have an old lineman or anything.
They already have a good.
But look what happened with Saquon the last time that running back went top three. Saquon did pretty good.
I don't think it's. I think he's top three worthy. I don't think Arizona needed him.
Yeah,
they needed a quarterback. They needed a quarterback.
That's why they got Carson Beck though.
Yeah, but
I don't think Carson Beck's their franchise quarterback.
Gardner Minshew.
Jacoby Brissett. Is that who they got?
Oh, yeah. Jacoby Brissett starting.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You want
to get. Bro, Trey McBride's about to get like 100 yards a game, bro. He's just going to chuck that ball down the field.
100 yards a game. Six interceptions.
He's going to play like a prime Jameis Winston season, bro.
I'll show you my team. Jameis Winston is funny, dude. His stuff.
Do you think David Montgomery's going to be good? Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
I miss him in Chicago.
I do too. I miss him.
I cried the day he left. Same with Darnell Mooney.
Balled out last year with Atlanta. Here, I'll show you my team. This is my dad's work fantasy team. Here.
What is your opinion on Allen Robinson retirement?
He was a dog with the Bears. Look at our team name. Have you seen that movie, Wedding Crashers?
You got J.J. and Price?
Yep.
Is this like a 10-man?
Is it 12? It's my dad's work week, so.
1, 2, 3. I think, honestly, Arizona, I think they should have went Ty Simpson. They needed a quarterback.
But Ty Simpson's going to do good with the Rams because of McVay in that system. I mean.
Did you see they put Stetson Bennett in at the end of the game?
Are you serious?
They did.
Still in the NFL?
Yes. They put him in at the end of the game.
He should be working at like a Kroger or something, dude.
Bro, for a 12-man league, this is pretty good.
Yeah. Shador, I think Shador.
Yeah, Jaden Dotson, Shador.
I don't like. I feel like he has potential to be good, but it's just like
he's better than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's better than Diddy Watson, but it's just like I don't know, bro. Like I feel like he should still be starting, but I don't know if he's not their long term option. He has potential to be like great, but it's like when you get dropped into the Browns, that's like your career right there, bro.
I think I heard Chad Ochocinco or somebody say getting drafted to the Jets and the Browns is like going to prison. Like it literally is.
There's a lot of other quotes from Chad Ochocinco.
But I agree with what you said.
Oh, that's Mama Show.
Deshaun Watson should be in prison.
Yeah.
Okay, so
will they have to pay him because like they paid him this big contract to not
Justin
do anything?
Tucker? He did the same Ooh. Thing.
He didn't. Yeah. He didn't have 36 women though that he did it.
But he did the same. He did similar like things though.
Oh, did you hear about Robert Kraft?
What happened? What'd he do?
He was in a trailer park.
What?
Yeah, and he was in like all.
Did you try to pull Bill Belichick and like date some 20-year-old girl?
He was being a prostitute.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Bill Belichick stuff?
Not much.
You don't know. He's dating a
no comment.
He might be a pedo, but he's
so give me some context. Give me some context.
So you wanna?
He's like 80 years old, and his girlfriend's in college.
His girlfriend's younger than his son, or younger than.
Wait, who are we talking about again?
Yeah,
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick's youngest is older than her.
Yeah,
that's fucking weird. But you see that more common than what you think, especially.
He might be a pedophile, but he's the greatest football coach ever.
What do you guys think about the Mike Vrabel stuff?
Did you see the Seahawks banner?
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny. They were releasing a photo of him and like Diane and Rossini like sitting together with each other, dude. Oh man. So do you forgive him at all? Like
hell no. You're married. You're married. You don't be fucking.
You know weren't they? Crazy? They were both married, weren't they?
Yeah, they were both married.
She has a kid named Mike.
Coincidence? Yeah, she has a kid named.
Coincidence?
I mean, they were, and like nine more. There's a rumor going around that Mike Weber might be his dad.
I mean, his name is Mike. I mean,
he might be, bro.
And she was covering the Titans 9 months before he was born.
I mean, but you know what's even crazier? She got fired because of that. He didn't face any punishment at all.
I mean, it's the Patriots. They don't care. They really don't
care. Robert Kraft does not care at all.
He's just worried about his prostitutes in Ohio.
They're not wrong. But the Deshaun Watson thing, like, Calvin Ridley got suspended for placing a couple bets, so he got suspended a whole entire season. But Deshaun Watson, who can have parties with girls and all this stuff, gets suspended 5 games? How does that make any sense? Like,
what was that?
And speaking of the Browns, Jaden, Baker Mayfield just got extended, which is what the Browns should have done.
Baker, amazing quarterback.
Baker won the Heisman. Bro. Next up, Trace McSorley.
I remember Trace.
Chase yep, Matty Fresh. Hey, and he's actually the quarterback coach for the Bills. He's like an offensive assistant.
Baker Mayfield literally brought him to the playoffs for like the first
time. So did Nick Chubb. Yeah. And then what do? Ship him off, and he goes to the Panthers.
Then they traded Myles Garrett for Jared Verse.
And then that's Nick Chubb retired.
I think that's an amazing trade.
Yeah.
Jared Verse.
Jared Verse has more, like, he has more career left than Miles Garrett does.
He's not Miles Garrett, but he's still good. He's still a good edge rusher, but he's
like Miles Garrett wanted to leave anyway. So like at some point he was going to leave.
I don't blame him for leaving. The Browns are just a terrible organization. If I got drafted to the Browns, you know what I would say my very first day there? Get me out of here. I'm never playing.
I would tell him don't
you.
Draft me.
Do not draft me. I feel bad for Shador, man. Like I really
Shador
do.
Is an amazing quarter. I'm not going to say amazing.
Do you think he was good at Colorado because of Travis Hunter?
Travis
that Hunter. Helped him out.
They're both not good. Yeah.
What, you don't they think Travis Hunter's great. Good?
I don't think they're great. I don't think they're
well,
great.
Well, explain on that.
Travis Hunter, you not seen his Jaguar when he was playing? He sucked at DB. He was getting burnt.
Okay, he's a rookie.
Still, some DBs as rookies are studs. I'm trying to think of like.
I saw Travis Hunter play in person, and he's probably one of the best athletes I think I've ever seen play.
He's a good
when did
athlete.
You watch him?
Kansas versus Colorado at Arrowhead Stadium. When Kansas is. Stadium's getting rid of it. This is my senior year of high school, so you would have been a freshman here.
I think he's a good wide receiver. I don't think he's a good DB.
Somebody drafted him on their fantasy team this year, and he's just going to be at corner.
He's just going to be at corner?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
said,
Jaguars.
Well, they said they want to, like.
He's a better receiver than he is a
they
DB.
They said they want to make sure he's, like, getting his corner reps, and, like, they want to focus on corner and defense for him.
Dude, I thought the Browns were going to take him, and then they traded away at the Jaguars. I'm like.
And they got Mason Graham.
Mason Graham is good.
Not Travis Hunter.
He's better than Travis Hunter, arguably.
I think Travis Hunter would have done more for them.
Yes. But also, he probably would not have gotten the ball because who would have been
throwing
the ball?
They probably wouldn't have developed
him. Jameis? Remember when Jameis was on the Browns for like a little tiny time?
Dude, he's just a locker room guy, bro. So tough.
That Browns receiving core, they're going to be tough in like 5 years.
Jerry Jeudy, Casey Concepcion. No,
don't
Jerry,
count Jerry Jeudy.
No, Jerry Jeudy's not even. Is he? Is he still on?
He's still on the team, but like, I don't think
he won't be there for.
I fucking hate
they
that.
They have Harold Fannin, too. He's good.
Yeah. Quinshon Judkin.
Yeah, Quinshon Judkin. They have so many good pieces. They hired a bad coach. Todd Monken is not going to last the year.
I think he's going to be great with Shador Sanders.
You think so?
Yes. Him and Shador Sanders, I think, were made for each other.
I don't think he's going to do good at all. But
I don't think he's going to be a good coach overall, but I think he's going to be.
Explain on
that. He's the best coach.
Why do you think he's not going to be a good coach, but he's going to be good with Shador Sanders?
Him and Shador Sanders love each other. Every single time you see. The coach, you see Shador Sanders. No matter what, they're hanging out together. I think they're going to be a good duo. He's just going to suck as the Browns coach.
Yeah.
He developed Lamar into who Lamar is.
I think Harbaugh was a big part of that, developing Lamar.
I don't think he's going to be a Lamar level, but I think he's the best quarterback on the roster right now. I think if the coach leaves, Shador's leaving. They really like each other. Or I see Deion Sanders coming in as the coach.
Dude, he might get fired at Colorado. If they don't win this year, I could see him getting fired. I mean, he hasn't been able to prove that he can win without his two sons and Travis Hunter. So,
But knowing Cleveland, they're going to be stupid enough to hire him.
Probably. Or the Jets, probably somebody. But I like Aaron Glenn.
Did you see the Jets owner wants to get Mike Tomlin and Lamar Jackson next year?
He's delusional, bro. That's what they should have. What did you think? What did you think about the Steelers? Do you think firing Tomlin was the right move?
Well, he retired. Yeah, he stepped down.
Mike McCarthy kind of fired himself. They went from 9-8 to 8-9.
Yeah.
You know the only reason why they hired Mike McCarthy? Because of Aaron Rodgers. Because he won a Super Bowl with him. That's the only reason why.
They have like the UNC squad. They got DK over there, Michael Pittman, Jalen Ramsey.
The amount of Hawkeyes that they have on the team is unbelievable.
Yeah, New York Jets owner Woody Johnson is reportedly doing homework for Mike Tomlin as a replacement for Aaron Glenn, and he wants to sign Lamar
How would he
Jackson.
Ever get Lamar Jackson
yeah, he's
there,
he's not getting Lamar, buddy. You're not getting Lamar.
Apparently he uses Madden rankings to get players.
Bro was playing Madden in real life. So who do you think will win MVP this year?
MVP.
I think it's going to be Caleb.
I would love to say Caleb. Caleb could be up there. But I got to say Lamar is up there. Josh Allen is always up there. I don't think there will ever be a year Josh Allen isn't up there.
Mahomes?
Hell
no. I don't know how he's going to do after that injury.
Mahomes?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be himself.
We'll see. I mean, with Bieniemy being back helps a lot, you know, because when Bieniemy...
And they got Kenneth Walker, too, now.
I think he's going to help the run game out.
I hate Dallas, but I have to say it. Dak...
If he stays healthy.
If Dak can stay healthy, he's the league's best quarterback.
I've talked to Cowboys fans. They hate Jerry Jones, and they should. Jerry Jones is... Yeah. Nothing's going to change unless he's a healthy team.
Dak Prescott would be amazing. He would be amazing if he was on another team.
I think so, too.
If Jerry Jones actually cared, I think they could have, like, 5 Super Bowls with Dak right now.
All Jerry lives in is a pass. Oh, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith. Like, that's all that he lives in is just a pass.
Dak Prescott is... I hate to say it, but he's the best Cowboys quarterback. I mean, as a rookie...
He's not better than Troy Aikman.
He almost brought him to a Super Bowl as a rookie.
He's not. I don't think he's better than Troy Aikman.
And
or Tony... Tony
he's better than Tony Romo. Tony,
no. Yeah,
he's
not better. He took Romo's spot as a rookie. And
they played together. That was...
He almost took him to the Super Bowl that year, and Romo couldn't even take him to the playoffs.
What do you guys think about Tony Romo as an announcer?
I don't like him.
Yo.
Do you like better, him or Chris Collinsworth?
Chris Collinsworth. But they both
Here's
always,
a guy.
They always blaze. Look high, bro.
He plays on Mahomes, dude. Like, he's not even playing. I was like, dude, what are you talking about? Like,
I got to dip.
Appreciate it, man.
I'll be back.
Okay.
He has to take a call.
You got to take a call. Darren stepping out. So, Jada, what are you studying currently at Iowa State?
It's sports media communication.
So, have you met Dustin yet?
That's
the guy you want to meet up with. Brandon, you want to share your story here to Jaden real quick of how you kind of got here and what you're studying here? And
I actually graduated in 23 and I went straight to urban campus. I took liberal arts first, but then I'm like, wait, do I actually want to do something with my life? Do I want to go to college? I don't know. I kind of just went for the experience, I guess. Yeah. And that kind of backfired because I ended up getting a job and I got paid more there, so I just stopped going to college. And then I came back a second time in summer because I realized that, you know, I kind of want to continue studying, but I still didn't know, but I kind of had an idea. And then I withdraw because I couldn't balance work and school. And I came here a third time for...
He's just talking about his like how he got here.
Oh. Yeah. And I got here the third time, which was two years ago. And I just made some stupid decisions and I ended up just leaving for good. And then I came back a fourth time.
You just been bouncing around?
Yeah. Literally last summer I came a fourth time and I was actually trying my best and I only had like 2 classes and I passed them, but then apparently we had assignments online. I didn't know. Like not once did the professor mention that we had assignments, and I was like, okay, I'm doing good in this class. It was dumb, and that's the reason why I was in academic disqualification. And I just decided to quit. And I came to talk to Miguel because I wanted, like,
Who's
feedback.
Miguel?
Hmm. Huh?
Who's Miguel?
Miguel's the video production director.
Oh, nice.
He's the one that worked with, what's his name?
Dad?
Carl. He worked with Carl to make that movie.
Oh, okay. We should get him connected with Davin.
Yeah.
You know, because Davin does videography, and he says he wants it to be in that. You're in that group chat too. Davin's in there too.
Mm.
Davin would just be a great guy to talk about. You know, about what he does, and Davin's a very very cool guy, an interesting guy.
Are all your classes at Urban Campus now?
No. So I have Langer's wife. I actually have. It's called News Writing and Reporting. I have that with Amy Langer, Langer's wife. And then I have a class here, front of oral communication here at Ankeny. And then
is it a big class?
It's decent size. It's
because I took that in high school, so I didn't have to take it here.
Yeah, it's decent size, probably about like 15, 20 kids, including myself. And then I'm online class with Langer. It's not really online. It's like, you know, just do assignments and turn it in and stuff. So yeah, it's really nice. Good schedule. And I actually do the other podcast. It's called the Urban Vibe. Mm-hmm. I do the podcast.
Do you do some of their content too?
Yeah, it's a guy Dom. I was telling you about Dom and Leo. They also want to get into videography. I do it with them. So
Dom.
Yeah, Dom
and Leo, bro. That sounds like an Italian duo, bro.
Leo. We need to get them on here. They would love to come on here. And I've talked to Dom about you a million times. He's actually older than you. He graduated from Ankeny High School. We got Hoover High School. We got Valley. We got Northwest. We got Ankeny. Leo went to Van Meter. So we're kind of all over the place, you know. And but yeah, the Urban Campus is actually bigger than I expected it to be. I thought it was just like a little tiny campus, but yeah. It's big. It's got some big, big spots around there.
And that new building that they just built soon.
Yeah, no,
recently.
And you know what's even crazier? So like when you walk outside of the Urban Campus, you can see the Casey Center from like right there. Great view of it, man. It's an awesome view, and I'm looking forward to working there and doing a lot of things. So I come here on Fridays, right? And then I'm at Urban Vibe Monday and Wednesday, and I come here on Fridays to do this podcast. And also able to do stories here, but, you know, it's nice to have both lingers, right? So I can, you know, communicate. And
talking about Hoover High School, should students be able to choose what school they should play football at? I mean, from my experience from playing at Roosevelt, it wasn't my best experience. I would have rather played at North.
I feel like if it's like a Hoover – if it's like Hoover's like thing, like they don't have a football team, I feel like you should pick where you like. They shouldn't force you to go somewhere.
I was just gonna say that. Yep. But like in Northwest, for example, yes, you should. Like if you live in that area, you should play there. But like you said with Hoover, like
if they don't have a football team, I don't think they should force you to go somewhere.
You should go wherever you want in Des Moines. Like they shouldn't.
It ruined my football career. Yeah. I think because I love the players I played with at Roosevelt. I can't stand the coach in there.
So what are your give us an intake on Ernst Bruhn?
A loud annoying. He broke a board when we were winning a football game. We were winning a football game. He says, "Let's play some football," and he just punched the
dude. Rage quit in the middle of a game,
and we were up. We were up too. I love Theodore Evans. Shout out Theodore Evans.
Shout out Theo Evans, man.
One
is that Clark County?
One of the best coaches I ever played with.
What about Troy Skinner?
Troy Skinner. Love that guy to death. He might have done some bad stuff in the locker room, but he believed in me. He was the first coach to believe in me. He got me out there on varsity my sophomore year.
How about Colton Preston?
Colton Preston, love that guy.
We love CP.
CP.
We love CP. But yeah, I'm gonna miss him this year. I already missed him already.
What are you gonna miss most about Theo and Colton and Troy?
Troy Skinner. He's my dog. He's my dog.
That's my dog.
That's my dog. That's he's my dog. Twin.
That's my dog. I'd
hang out with him out of school. Troy Skinner. He's my favorite football coach. He always believed in me. Only reason I got out there on varsity was because of Troy Skinner.
So do you believe that Ernst Bruhn believes in you or no?
Hell no. I only played one varsity game.
You did?
Yeah, that's the...
So you said that you might join North's team this year. What's that process looking like?
I got accepted by North to play there. The open enrollment was accepted. Just Roosevelt didn't want to give up my athletic rights to North.
So well, if you play on North, what position will you be playing?
I would be playing tight end, and DN, like I have the rest of my high school career.
So what's your favorite football memory from your time playing at Roosevelt or Hoover?
At Roosevelt or Hoover, my favorite Hoover memory was getting my first career sack. Or my first career touchdown.
Who was it against, your sack?
My first sack was against Oskaloosa. Yeah, it was Oskaloosa. My first touchdown. Damn, what was it against? We didn't score against Pella. It was Knoxville. Yeah, it was Knoxville. One of my worst games, but I scored and got tucked back because of a holding penalty. But still, I still remember that game because we were all. What was the worst?
Oh my Cowboys legend. We have breaking news, everybody.
Oh, yeah, Tua got injured.
We have breaking news. Cooper Rush will start week one for the Falcons as JJP just gave me notification.
Bro.
Hey, remember when he started a couple games to the Cowboys?
Yeah.
He looked solid. He was not bad.
The Falcons.
What are your thoughts on Cooper Rush? You know him? He started a couple games for the Cowboys. Do you like Jerry Jones or no? Like the Cowboys? I don't think anybody likes that guy.
Nah.
Oh my god, yeah, he is.
So
what the hell happened to the Phoenix?
Have movie theaters here? Or?
Movie theater, yeah, there's a big movie theater.
They hate Packers release.
It's called Melton.
The more the better. There we go. Bears are getting better.
Shanahan extension for multiple years.
Good. He deserves every minute of it.
Oh my. AJ Brown missing.
Yeah, that.
Why didn't they go to Michael Penix though? Like,
because he sucks.
Oh, you should hear my mom pronouncing his name.
Michael Penis.
Michael Penis.
How many siblings you got, Darren?
Siblings. I have two older sisters. They're both from Ankeny. Shout out Ankeny.
So why did you go to Hoover and they went to Ankeny?
They lived with their mom.
And did I lived. They go with, to Ankeny High School or Centennial?
Yeah, they went to Ankeny High School.
How many years apart are they from you?
My oldest sister Lauren. She's a teacher right now.
Nice.
And my other sister, I don't know what she does with her life.
No, I said, how many years apart are they from?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, you have no idea?
Yeah, I don't remember.
So you said she's a teacher. Where at?
She's some elementary school here.
In Ankeny?
Yeah, in Ankeny.
And then you have two younger brothers, right?
Yes, two younger brothers.
How much age apart are you from them?
My youngest brother's a kindergartner, and the middle brother, Terrence, he's a sophomore in high school.
The one that is in kindergarten, he's feisty.
he's a little thug.
He is. What does he do? Like, what does he do that like just makes him that?
He's
way?
Just a YN, bro.
JJP knows.
Yeah. Him and JJP has some beef.
Oh, what you guys got beef of, JJP? I want to hear this.
Don't worry, we settled it.
You settled the beef?
You settled
the beef?
Yeah, he got a duck from that, like, one machine. We're all good now.
And that's settled the beef.
We're going to talk about that.
That's all it took.
He likes flexing. He likes flexing his cash.
He's looking a millionaire.
Why is that? He just
like that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Where's he getting all this money from? Like, this dude is.
Because of other people. He's sweet around adults. He's sweet around our grandparents, so he gets money. He also be wearing durags all the time.
Yeah. He looks so tough.
He does? He looks more tough than you in a durag?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You got a picture?
I think I sent it in the GC.
Oh. I think you did, actually.
Yeah, because he asked if he said, could Jaden let me know if I can wear it to school?
How do you think I would say people would like you if you were to... Like, if you were to show Davin that you were wearing a durag, how do you think Davin would react to that?
Me?
Yeah.
That he was wearing a durag?
That you. How do you think Davin would like that? Do you think he would like that?
I don't think he cares.
How do you think Davin would look in a durag? Do you think he would look...
No.
Like, you don't think Davin would?
No.
I've never seen a white boy in a durag before.
Eminem.
Is he white?
Eminem? Yeah, he's white.
We kind of... He's
Dude, I see that all the time at Valley.
Yeah, here's him with his yellow durag.
Oh, my God.
He's low-key tough.
He is tough. You said you see that a lot at Valley?
Yeah.
Just, like, kids wearing durags? Or?
Yeah, it didn't matter what color you were. People just wearing durags.
You see that a lot of Hoover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Northwest, dude. We had, like, I don't think I saw one guy wearing one.
What's the difference in, like, walking Northwest? Because at Hoover...
What do you mean by that? Like, what?
At Hoover... We mainly have Latinos and African Americans. There's only a few white people, and most of them are mixed with something.
Mm-hmm. Northwest is a lot of white kids. And I think you can say that for Valley, too.
I mean, it varies.
Valley's kind of mixed.
But Northwest is majority white kids. There was not a lot of black kids in my class, but there were more. I would say there were more whites than blacks. And Darren, I wanted to ask you this before. What are some of your favorite rappers right now that you like to listen to?
I don't listen to rap music.
You know, what do you listen to?
I listen to rock and roll.
Who's your favorite rock and, like, some of your favorite rock and roll bands?
My favorite band?
AC/DC?
Mom Jeans.
AC/DC?
Mom Jeans. I like Mom Jeans. My favorite rapper, though? Netspin.
I've heard of him.
Or Xavier Sobase.
Have you heard of
him? Yeah.
I got my iPhone Xavier. 16.
You've heard of Xavier?
Yeah.
Okay. And King Carson.
King Carson.
You hear that Nine Viciousness?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh my! Everyone got beef with Nine Vicious right now.
I heard about that.
You did? What is it? Like, what is it?
I don't really know what has going on, but I just know they got beef.
About how he's gonna go to his grandma's house.
Are you the serious?
Yeah.
Not your nanny's house. Bro, he's gonna go to his grandma's house, bro.
And then, like, later he posted on his Instagram him outside of someone's house.
This is weird.
Bro's about to shoot down the house, bro. So do you like AC/DC at all, or?
I don't.
JJP, who are some of your favorite rappers?
Drake.
God's Plan.
Kanye.
What's your favorite Kanye song? I love what's your favorite Kanye song?
It's like either Runaway or Ghost Town.
What about Homecoming?
Yeah,
Homecoming. It's not five.
That's the only Kanye song I like. I love Homecoming. That's a great song. What about Stronger?
Or Gold Digger.
It was decent. I like Gold Digger.
Good Morning.
Good Morning.
Good Morning.
Neighbors in Paris.
Dun, 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 dun. Fall So Hard. Do you like Gunna at all?
He's alright.
Yeah.
I put him like maybe.
Okay.
What 2K right. has the best soundtrack of all time?
What?
What 2K has the best soundtrack?
2K21.
Nah.
Ruthless by Lil TJ. That song goes hard. What would you say, Darren?
I gotta say 2K14.
What songs are in there?
There's Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz. There's a lot.
Oh,
of
yeah.
There's a ton of
You play 2K at all, Brandon? Or?
Nah, but...
I don't like the Madden ones. Madden 20 was the best, I think.
Oh yeah,
that was tough.
Who was on that cover? Was that
it
Mahomes.
Was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
that was
Mahomes. The year before that was Antonio Brown. The guy that just threw a bike. It's
he's making OF videos.
Odd Future.
No, OnlyFans.
Oh, what is he?
Oh yeah, did you hear him dissing Julio Jones?
What did
Julio
he say Jones about Julio?
Yeah, he said Julio Jones. That's bad looks.
What did he say about Julio?
He said a Julio doesn't have the slong like him.
What does he mean by that?
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He's saying he doesn't have his manhood.
Julio and Jones can never. Look at this.
Yeah, yeah.
he put it in the caption. Julio Jones can never. This is the OnlyFans girl. Like, he's making content.
He makes money from that?
Yeah, yeah. He's making money from
probably
that.
Big money, bro.
He's gonna catch an STD, bro.
Yeah, he is.
he's gonna be the next Johnny Sins.
He's a great tight end. She catches all the balls. That's bad looks, bro. That's bad looks. Oh no.
He just lost his mind.
Oh my god, dude.
He's eligible for the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Bro, he's gonna throw a bike at a ceremony at everybody in the crowd. He's just Vontaze Burfict's gonna be there. He's gonna try to come hit him again.
What about CTE? Who has like the worst cases?
Junior Seau.
It's Antonio Brown, bro.
Junior Seau and Antonio Brown.
What about Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hernandez killed his brother-in-law because of it.
Yeah.
I think he could have been a legendary.
Oh, 100%. Do you see him at Florida, how good he was?
I think
he was tough.
I hate to say it, but I think he's better than Rob Gronkowski.
What?
If he played those years they were playing in New England, he was outplaying Rob.
Okay, who's the best tight end of all time?
Rob Gronkowski. But if Aaron Hernandez doesn't kill that guy, it's Aaron Hernandez.
I think Tony Gonzalez is the best.
I hate to say it, but...
All right, top five tight ends of all time.
Top five tight ends of all time.
Tony Gonzalez.
At the one spot, it's Rob Gronkowski.
Kelsey's got to be in there.
Kelsey's at the three spot.
What?
Okay. Kelsey's at the three spot. Just because I don't like him.
Why don't
as
you
a
like
player,
him?
As a player, he's number two.
He's just looking at him like
I just fucking hate
Taylor
him.
Swift.
Why? Because he's with the most annoying singer.
Travis Swift.
Yes, that's the only reason why my mom will watch Chiefs games now because of Taylor Swift.
Like nobody wants to hear about your ex boyfriend. Like just I don't want to hear about this guy. Like I just.
You're gonna join the bird role play.
So my top five is Tony G, Rob Gronkowski.
Like in order or not in order?
Yeah, this is no order. Tony G, Travis, Rob Gronkowski, Shannon Sharp. And Antonio Gates.
Oh. I was thinking about what the guy was saying earlier. Bill Gates. That's what I thought. That's what I heard was Bill Gates.
So what are you guys' thoughts on him? Like, he changed the world with Microsoft, you know? And
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you like him? You hate him?
I don't even know anything about him except
I don't really have
the guy was talking about how he could get a scholarship from the school.
Terry said that if Bill Gates wanted to come here and apply for, like, Fast Food and, like, all the scholarships, he could get money.
Yeah, I mean, he's a... genius. He created my. I wouldn't have my computer right now if it wasn't for him. Like, he created that.
What's your thoughts about Elon Musk becoming the richest African American in the world?
Do you like Elon Musk? Do you like Elon?
I don't
like that he changed Twitter to X.
Why?
I was just poor.
Because, I mean...
yeah.
Every three scrolls, bro.
I would go on there for football recruiting, and Coach Herbert from Buena Vista, he was tapping with me. I would check what he would send me every day. I'd go back to the homepage, and I would just see Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
But I do like how Elon with the Tesla stuff, I like that, but like him changing Twitter to X was the dumbest.
I don't like his politics either.
What do you mean... What do you mean by that? Like,
I don't like Donald Trump.
Like, he thinks he's a part of the Donald Trump, like...
He's not.
Like,
he's
running, bro.
He's stupid, too.
And it's
he's
like,
a foreigner himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Brandon? Like, what do you think about Elon?
Man, he goofy. That's all I gotta say.
He's goofy, bro.
He goofy. He's too goofy with that. Like he said, he's a foreigner. How are you gonna try to, like, go along with what this dude is saying, being a foreigner yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I like how he said he's the richest African American.
That's insane, dude.
He is, though.
I know he is. That's the funniest part.
Does he still own Tesla, or does he?
I think he sold it for like a ton of money.
Who bought it?
Oh, he did.
Who bought it? Probably some millionaire or something. Obviously, you know, you have to. So, I'm trying to just think of some other topics we got here. So, who does Roosevelt play?
Oh, they play Ankeny tonight.
Here. In Ankeny?
No, it's home. It's home.
Yeah. Oh, it's at Media Cup.
But they're losing by 80.
Come on, man. You can have some spirit for your Roosevelt.
When we played them last year, we lost by 80. There's nothing is going to happen except for our seniors are gone now.
I got a couple players I want to ask you about. Then we can... So three guys. I think we've already talked about this. What is Caleb Jett like?
Caleb Jett. Other players will hate him. They think he's too cocky. He's a really good kid once you get to know him. He's a smart kid. He's a very smart kid. He's a very talented guy. Very talented player. One of the best players I've played with in the athletic side. He is very cocky, but he deserves to be that cocky. He's a great player. He's been balling at Downing Catholic. He's going D1.
You think so?
Yes, he's going D1. Great, great guard.
What about Travis Harvey Parks?
Travis Harvey, he's a great player. I'll say that. He just needs to get his mentality more hard. He's like Fernando Mendoza.
Explain that. Like what?
They're sweet. They're just too nice to be playing.
Like football. if he were to sack the quarterback, he would just like give him a hug or something.
Yes,
like that.
He sacked the East quarterback and he helped him up. He literally was helping him up. I love Travis. He's such a good guy. He's such a good player. He just needs to get that. He just
that,
needs
that,
to be pissed
mentality.
Off. Yes, he's a great player. He's just too nice of a person.
What about Jadrian Knapp?
I love that guy. I love that guy.
Wait, didn't you just tell us that he's wearing number 44 at Iowa State?
Yeah, he's wearing a 40 number. I don't remember which one.
He's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback, but he can play anywhere on the field if you wanted him to. And you can talk to him off the field, too. He's a great person off the field.
100%. He's
one
a great kid.
One of the best players I played with. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks I played for. I love the guy to death. I'd run through a train to play with him again. Great player.
What about Apollo Potter?
I like his personality. I'm not going to talk about on the field. He's a great person off the field. I don't want to talk about on the field. But off the field, a great, great person.
One last guy I got for you here, Evan Wold.
I don't have any connection with him, really. He's a great player. I can see him going JUCO and then going D1. I just don't see him going past college. Just because he's a Des Moines kid. If he was at a bigger school, I think he'd go farther. But he's a great player. Great player.
That's the problem with the Des Moines schools is, like they could be good. But, you know, Dowling, Valley, Southeast Polk, Northwest, we take all their players. And it's just kind of frustrating. I feel bad for you guys, honestly. Like,
I got to say this. Grayson Berkeley, he's going to be.
What school is he at?
He's at Roosevelt.
Oh.
He is going D1. I say it right now. He's the best player I've played with. Grayson Berkeley, number 51 on their offensive line, best player on the whole team. Shout out Grayson Berkeley.
Who's your position coach at Roosevelt?
Coach OJ.
What?
Defensive line.
Where did he play anywhere?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him.
You don't know him like that?
Yeah, I don't know him like that.
He just coaches you and that's really it.
Yeah, he just coached me.
So who's the best player who's the best player that you've ever played with?
And what sport?
Football.
Football. Best player I played with, Grayson Berkeley. I said that. I've said that like 1,000 times. But best athlete I played with was Justice Parkey.
Justice Parkey's so tough.
His brother went to my school, though, too.
He has amazing hands.
Appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, gotcha.
Amazing hands. any.
Doesn't he go to like Wayne State?
Just yeah, he's at Wayne State. Throw any ball his direction, it's a catch.
All right, I think we should end this podcast. We've had a very long talk, Darren. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're gonna do good here next year at the Campus Chronicle. And JJP,
carry the legacy.
Thank you so much, man, for coming back on. I miss you, man. It's good to see you, man, because I haven't seen you in a long time. So thank you so much for coming on here today, and we appreciate every minute of it. And thank you, Brandon, too, for coming on, man. We had a great time with you talking, and we will be back next Friday.
Yes, sir. Next time. Till next time.
Peace. Oh, man. That was 2 hours.